Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Frontier Beyond Fear radio program. I am your host, Susan Laris and Danz, and tonight we have a real treat, a very, very talented lady, Debbie Griggs, who is a psychic, who is very well grounded in love and light. And I will tell you that I first came across Debbie at a trade show where she just happened to be at the booth next to mine. And I could immediately sense her energy. In fact, she talked to me for a minute and she read me perfectly the thing that she said to me. And so I know that you're really going to enjoy Debbie, and I'm going to bring her on the line here in just a minute. Debbie has helped thousands of people with her gifts, something that's been with her all her life. And she is known as a powerful psychic because, indeed, that's what she is. When we say that, it has nothing to do with ego or anything like that. It just is the recognition of a gift is what it is, the recognition of something that's been with her from day one and that she has developed through her life. And she'll be telling us about her journey in a moment. Now, just to take care of a little housekeeping here, that I have to laugh about this show tonight because I am such the mom doing a talk show, because I swear that I was vacuuming only 20 minutes ago and now I'm on the air, which I thought I would share with you guys because we're all regular people here. I'm a regular person, and I had to laugh at myself that I'm getting so relaxed and casual about these Saturday night shows that I'm just going about my things. Usually I'm done with that by this time, but you know how it goes, moms. We get busy, and it was just something that had to get done. Maybe I needed to clear the home a little bit before Debbie came on the air, but anyway, I was laughing at myself. So, show housekeeping, though, not my actual housekeeping. The call-in number for tonight, and these are some rather detailed instructions tonight for you guys listening. The call-in number is 310-807-5104. The lines look rather full right now, so if you get a busy signal, you may need to try again. We do have some callers who sent their pictures in advance to Debbie. And that's the way Debbie works. Debbie works by looking at your eyes, and she will explain that to you when I bring her on the air in a minute. But so it will be essential for anyone who wants a reading to send us a picture. So listen carefully, and I'll put this in the chat as well, because we will be doing readings from the chat as well as from calls. During the show, I'm going to have you send your picture to the Frontier Beyond Fear email address, which is info@frontierbeyondfear.com. Send your picture there. Then I will forward it to Debbie as we go through it. This is going to require some administration here, so bear with us tonight. We do have some queued up. And I'm also going to need your first name and the first three digits of your phone number. In fact, if you could even give me the first four, that would be helpful, just in case we have two that look a lot alike, because when I bring you on the air, I do it based on your phone number. Also, if you're doing it from the chat, you don't need to give a phone number. You can just give your chat ID. In the chat, if you're someone who is fairly known on the internet in some way and you don't mind, you can certainly give me a link to a picture in the chat. And there actually is a way to send me a private message in the chat as well, but you'll have to know how to do that, because I won't be able to explain how to do that. You would have had to have done it before, But if you know how to do that, you can do that. So anyway, a little bit more complex tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and get Debbie on the line. We've got a lot of people on the line, so it's going to take me just a second to get her here. And remember, we're real relaxed on the Frontier Beyond Fear. This is a casual, relaxed show. I want any caller who calls in to know that. We are just a bunch of people sharing the love and light tonight in just as our authentic selves. That's the kind of atmosphere that we want to create on this program. So I'm going to bring Debbie on now. Hello, Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Sue.
So nice to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
It's funny because right before you came on, not only were we dealing with all these phone calls, but as you probably heard me say, I literally was cleaning my home within 20 minutes of the show, which just, I don't know what it means. Maybe you can tell me.
Well, that you are very, very in tune to yourself, so you don't have any nerves about it. You're a very powerful person, and I see that you will be doing more major expos even. I'm thinking even running your own business. When you're saying that to me, I see a lot of things coming up. And
well,
I could see a lot of, I see a lot of rays and light coming to you.
Wow.
So.
Well, see,
do you have a grandmother that passed, Sue?
Yeah, actually, all of my grandparents have passed away. Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a grandmother that was very stern or very strong personality that is
mm-hmm.
helping you with this.
Wow.
She's telling me that she's one of the people that are sending other people to you. You'll go, wow, that's kind of a coincidence, and it's not a coincidence. She is literally putting her hand on the back of people's backs, and she said she's very stern and strong, and she pushes for them to come to you.
Wow, that's really interesting, Debbie. I appreciate hearing that. See, I'm getting, you know, it's funny. I think you had seen earlier today on my Facebook page, I posted something about how, I can't remember the exact quote, but it has to do with when you're doing things for others, don't forget yourself.
Exactly.
And you know what? Thank you, because you reminded me that you have a gift for me too tonight. And
yes.
I really appreciate that because, wow.
Because I was walking in my backyard. I live in a very small town in Montana. There's only about 1,000 people here. And we have about 6-7 acres, so it's woods, and I have fountains back there. And I was talking to the spirits or the essence or whatever you want to call them. And I believe your grandmother came to me and said, you need to tell her, or you can tell her. There's, you know, always a choice there. Of how I'm trying to help her do this, and I see her in such a higher level than what she's doing now, and that she is a powerful person, and to believe in herself and allow herself to have this come to her. And that's why I needed to say that to you, because she brought that to me, and I couldn't hold it anymore. So.
You know, I have to be honest with you, and this may come as a surprise, or maybe not, because you're very intuitive. I honestly, Debbie, haven't had much chance to talk to psychics about people from the other side communicating to me. And I think you're the first person ever to give me a message from the other side. And
really?
I say
wow.
that with all seriousness. I mean, that's amazing. You know, my past, just so I've explained it, I'm not going to get into it too much, but, you know, I came from a very conservative path where going to a psychic wasn't considered acceptable. And I woke up really fast. And so even though I'm on this path now and I'm doing all these spiritual things, and actually I have talked to psychics in different journeys I've had when I'm out and about at trade shows and things, there are many things that I personally have not experienced that are really common among those in the spiritual community. And that's actually one of them. And, you know, there are other things I've experienced that are pretty intense and higher spiritual experiences and things associated with my awakening. But it's funny, the basics, as they would say, you know, just having like had your have a detailed horoscope done, for example, things like that, I haven't necessarily had done. So thank you. I appreciate that gift. Okay, I just wanted to mention to those in the chat who are writing to me, I see your messages. I will write back to you in just a second. This is going to, I often joke as a mom and a writer and all that we're into multidimensional tasking. It's not just multitasking anymore. If only we could find a way to do as many things at once as we can. But I will get to the people in the chat who are writing. So just wanted to let those people know. Now, Debbie, I'd like to hear more about how you discovered your gifts. And we won't take too long because I know there are lots of callers very eager to talk to you. But if you could just give us a brief description of your journey and what you're all about.
Okay. I was kind of raised in a chaotic household, and they didn't believe in any of this either. My father, definitely. And my mom would be kind of a compulsive liar because she did not want to get hurt or beaten from my father. So in a way, that was a good thing because my dad being strict made me to become a very independent woman. And my mom lying, believe it or not, is a gift because I only want to know the truth. And I know what a lie can do to a person's soul. So when I see other people giving readings or whatever, and I do not compete with people, but I do not want to give someone a lie. If I will tell them the truth, and if I don't get anything else, I'll say, I'm sorry, I don't get anything else. And I only tell them what comes through me. So I can see a lie a mile away because I was brought up in lies. So I think that helped me with my ability to know what's coming through is the truth. It kind of gives me a certain kind of feeling.
Yeah.
And when I was raised up that way, and I knew even in the crib, you know, when to be quiet and when not to. And like I said, we had the chaotic life. So I moved out when I was 16. And I had a lot of episodes and ghost stories and people coming to me. But because I was trying to find myself, and it wasn't that I was doing drugs or stuff. I would be drinking or go dancing or whatever, but I didn't lose myself. I was just trying to find myself because I didn't have anybody there to hold me up.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stories in there that I could tell you, but the truth came when a couple years ago I had a hysterectomy because I was very sick, and they thought I was going to have cancer. Because it was so bad in there, they thought I was going to have cancer. So I had the hysterectomy surgery, and the next day the doctor came in, and I was ash white, and I lost so much blood that literally I should have been dead. So they rushed me into emergency surgery, and while I was in surgery, I wouldn't say I passed, but I came into this light being kind of thing, and its essence, and you could say it was an angel, came up to me and said, a couple of things that were going to happen in my life. And one of the things was she showed me just how one little moment, one word, one action has a ripple effect. And my family is from Holland and New Zealand, and they showed me what I'd say to my mom. And so she would say someone to Holland and see how it traveled so fast. And then they showed me talking to her sister in New Zealand and how that, see how it goes around the world so fast just by one word or one motion or one action. So they showed me that, and they showed me a friend that I had for quite a few years would betray me, and I wouldn't be friends with them anymore because they didn't believe in my ability and they would slow me down. So when I got out of the surgery and everything, I thought, oh, that was probably just a dream. And so a couple years went by and I got betrayed. So I was like, oh, I guess it's not a dream. So then after I found out the betrayal, I went to sleep, and this being or angel or whatever you want to call it, this essence, said to me, woke me up and said, okay, it's time for you to tell the truth And I was like, what? I'm trying to think, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. And it went away. And I'm like, thanks a lot. You know, okay, what does that mean? Well, at the time, we were living at home. We were kind of like semi-retired because we got into some money. But then, of course, the economy went crazy. And I used to drive by this this archery store. And I used to say to my husband, every time we drove by, I said, I'm going to work there someday. And lo and behold, they called me and said, would you like to work here? And so the women that worked there honored my abilities, which was wonderful because that's what I've never had in my whole life. So then with them honoring my ability, it got stronger and stronger and stronger. And I know I always had this ability because I would do it to my friends all my life, you know, telling them things that were going to happen or answer the phone or you know, I'd see something on TV and I'd know what's going to happen or who did it. But one of the ladies' daughters came in with a yearbook, and she said, oh, look at this girl. And I said, oh, her personality is like this. And she's like, how do you know?
Yeah.
And I said, well, because I can see it in the picture. And so they were going through the whole yearbook. And so then I was told that I need to do this. I need to do this to help people find the truth that they need to hear. And so that's how I started doing it.
Wow. So, you know, it seems like so many people, they come to their spiritual path through challenges. That seems to be the path that I hear so often with so many people, and that seems to certainly be the case with you too.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit? You know, because I know a lot of people are going through challenges right now. I know you talk to them all the time. And is there something reassuring that you can communicate to people about, even in your own life, if you hadn't had those challenges, where would you be now? You know, what did those challenges, what gifts did they have for you?
Well, like I was saying before with my parents' personality, I thank them now.
Right.
When I was younger, of course I didn't. And when I was going through the struggles, I didn't. And just today I had a lady call me up, or not call me, emailed me, because I do these on emails, and said she broke up with her partner that she was with for many years. And I told her, congratulations. And she was kind of like, what? And I said, you finally found yourself. This is a gift. Because that person was not treating her with respect and loyalty. And she's realizing, oh, yeah. I'm saying, this is a gift to you, that you have the power to say, uh-uh, I'm not putting up with this anymore.
Yeah.
And I said, and now that you have that power, you are not going to attract another person that is going to treat you that way, because you're going to go, I've been there, I've done that. Not going to go to that kind of person anymore. And you attract, you know, attracts like. So she's gone up better. And I know it's hard when you're crying and you're depressed to look at it as why, but there's always a better thing that comes out of it. And it's like with my challenges is because, like I was saying, I live in a small town, and a lot of people around here doesn't believe in this ability. So my challenge is to, because I want to, I'm in my joy doing this, is to get out and do this for, you know, millions of people. So when every day that I do a reading, I think, wow, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
I just think. And that if they hear the truth, then I'm thinking, yes, I appreciate it.
Well, you know that you're working in your passion. You're working on the path that you're supposed to be on. And, you know, I totally understand the thing with being in a small town because, you know, I am too, even though it's kind of a far suburb of Portland where I live. It's a very, very conservative town. And, you know, that I have to, it really does take strength of being who you are, and I'm learning every day and becoming stronger in that way, just to be authentically who I am amongst those who might choose to judge what I'm doing as, you know, evil, or, you know, associating with people that have been deceived and all that. You know, we can't really get into that, but it does require a lot of strength to be authentically yourself, and it's something I work on every day too.
And see,
and
that's how
it sounds like you're way down that path. You've figured it out.
Well, I thank these people, and when people come up to me and say, you know, I don't believe in your ability. And I said, it doesn't matter if you believe in me or not. I still have these abilities. Even if I don't do readings for anybody anymore, I still have this ability. I was born with this ability, and it's gone stronger and stronger when I believe in myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't need your okay. It doesn't make my ability go away if you don't believe in me, and I'm sorry. And a lot of people will go, oh, never thought of it that way. If you're a great carpenter or a great singer, if I don't believe in you, it doesn't mean it takes that away from you. And I believe that with my abilities. So.
Well, you know, with that said, I think I'm going to give you the opportunity to share your gifts with all these people. I bet you can tell I'm a little bit distracted. And you're right. I am a little bit distracted because, you know, I believe in integrity and authenticity too. And I will tell you, Debbie, that this is an interesting show tonight because we are getting lots of people in the chat, lots of people messaging me, lots of people wanting to talk to you. And so I really want to share you with them. And if I see what I'm going to do to those of you in the chat and those trying to communicate with me, while Debbie's working with the first person who's going to come on the line, I'll have the opportunity to talk with all of you and try to get you queued up the way you need to be. I am getting pictures. People are concerned I'm not getting pictures and things. I am. They're coming in. But once Debbie's working with a caller, it'll be easier for me to process the ones that are coming in so we can get to as many people as we can. I don't think we're going to be able to get to everyone. There are just too many. But we will do our best. And I'm sure those who are meant to come on tonight are definitely going to be here. Isn't that true, Debbie?
Yes, yes.
Hopefully
they'll hear what they need to hear.
And be aware, for anyone who doesn't come on, Debbie is available, and her website is out there. I mean, you can certainly check into what she does. So anyway, just give me a second here. I'm going to do a little administrative thing. I'm going to bring someone on the line who sent you a picture a while ago. Let's see if she's still on the line. Very patiently waiting, I believe, is Courtney. Courtney has been waiting for quite a while on the line. So, Courtney, be prepared. I'm about to bring you on the show. But remember, this is a casual, relaxed show. So we don't have a screener or anything like that. I just bring you on, and you'll have an opportunity to talk with Debbie. And now, this is Courtney, Debbie. You have that picture, correct?
Yep,
okay.
I have her picture.
Okay. All right, here we go. Courtney, you're on the show. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. I'm so glad we managed to get you on the line. So,
me too.
You're here with Debbie. Debbie, why don't you say something to make sure we're all here together?
Okay. Hi, Courtney.
Great.
Hi.
Okay.
Okay, Courtney, I do past lives, and your past life is showing up on your face. Is that okay for me to speak about that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I see you in a couple past lives, but the major one right now is the Renaissance. And I don't know if you like the Renaissance era, but I see you also, and I don't know if it was in the Renaissance era that you were like a gypsy, and you traveled from town to town doing metaphysical things. And it wasn't like Wicca, but it was kind of like that. It was like, let's see. I'm trying to see what they're trying to tell me here. It's kind of like it was with the earth and the sky and the moon, but you could foresee things and help children. And you have a thing about children now and with dogs now, animals. And so they're showing me also that something with the Renaissance, with your past life, because I figure past lives and your life now is always a layer. It's like an onion, and you're living them almost all at the same time. It's hard for me not to decipher which life it is. But did someone really make you mad recently, or you're going through something that's making people mad, or someone's making you mad?
Yes.
Did someone kind of betrayal you?
Yes and no, sort of, if that makes any sense. Like, they don't
tell me if it's male or
did.
Female.
It's male.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Because they're showing me that you're kind of like at the point of don't even mess with me. I am going to only put up with so much stuff.
Yeah.
And you are very protective of, because the way they're showing me the Renaissance thing, just like me and Susan were talking about, where people were going against you because you had this ability. So this person is kind of going against your grain too. And I'm not saying that someone is better than you or you're better than them, but you guys are both kind of on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have the understanding of the level that you're at. And they're saying that when you will clear this subject, it will help clear even your past life and this life, and your spirituality is going to grow a lot more. And not to be afraid of it. Because they're saying that you are starting to see things, and I don't know if it's just sparks of light or even like a leaf kind of thing. I don't know what
mm-hmm.
they're trying to show me. But it kind of, it's almost like, oh, gosh, did I see that? You know, was that a coincidence, or is this really happening? And things are starting to fall into your life, and you're kind of questioning them. And they're saying to let it go, and that the people that should be in your life will be there, and you will get more friends that are going to be, or more people, you're meeting more people that are going to be more on your level. And they're saying that down the road, and they're showing me like a year, but they don't have a time thing, that you're going to lose some friends if you haven't already and already feeling the and that it's okay, that they're going their way and you're going your way. Okay, so do you have a question? Sorry.
It's okay. Yes, I do. I like this guy, and maybe I'm just making it up, but I feel like he has an attraction towards me, and I was wondering, like, if we're going to get together and, like, when.
Okay, does he have dark hair?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you say his first name, or you can't?
Matthew.
Matthew. Well, they're saying that you're the one that is slowing it down.
I am.
You're slowing it down because he does have the attraction to you, but they're saying that your resonance, see, that's where I'm saying that I've had enough and I don't want to put up with anymore. He's feeling that kind of resistance. Do you see what I'm saying? He feels the energy
yeah.
around you. It's like you are, you're trying to save your heart. I get that. But they're saying that if you would just open it up a little bit more, then he could breathe. It's almost like he's holding his breath and that he wants to do the right thing to get you to come towards you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I see that there is an attraction there. If it's a dark-haired guy.
So
they're even saying that you even go towards him a little bit to open up and go towards him.
I don't want to do that. That makes me really nervous. I'm kind
yeah.
of like the old-fashioned, like, you know,
right.
wait for the guy to do it. But when you say that, like, do I have to stop being, like, because I'm, like, a really lively person and stuff like that. Like, should I, like, cool it down around him?
No, you can't. You can't dim your light, honey, because if you dim your light, then you're going to get a person that has their light dim, too. They're saying no. See, that's the attraction to you is your liveliness. Do you get
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And
yeah.
he has to have the self-esteem to go towards it. And what they're saying is like if you could try to make a break in there between the liveliness for him to get in. Do you see what I'm saying? Because he's like, wow, she's so lively. She can get anybody. She's gorgeous. She can get any guy. I don't, you know, I'm just me. Really, would
yeah.
he really like me? That's what they're showing me. And he would be good for you because you guys are kind of like, you would balance each other out. You don't need these bad boys, these other kind of guys that you are attracted to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He would balance you out very, very well. He would have an understanding. And he would not
okay.
tell you to grow up.
Well, I like that then. Because I never want to grow up.
You've had other people tell you to grow up, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. So he's good for you. He would never tell you to do that. Because he likes you the way you are. Okay? So
okay.
kind of just, you know, do a little flirting towards him, that he matters. That's all he wants to know, is he wants to know that he matters. Do you see what I'm saying? Because you're so outgoing and you attract a lot of people to you. And he's
mm-hmm.
like, well, why should I go to it? She's got all these other people. So you would have to not ask him out, but maybe honor him and respect him by saying, oh, you know, you look good today, or, you know what I'm saying? Kind of give him a little respect and honor to him. And then he'll kind of
yeah.
go, oh, okay, she is interested, and then he can move forward. Okay?
If I do that, do you know how long, like, it'll take for him to come to me if I start, you know, like, giving him, like, more attention, like, more compliments and stuff like that?
Well, they're showing me that if you guys are by yourself, that you know how
mm-hmm.
you see, like how you see like on shows where they just sit there and stare at each other and smile, and then you're
yeah.
like, what, you know, that kind of thing, then
yeah.
that's when you're going to know, because you're both are attracted to each other, and he's going to know, and you're going to know, okay?
Okay.
So it's kind of like not in a group setting. It will be more if you're together, then you'll know. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I got to get some other people, but thank you, Courtney, and I hope that helps a little bit.
It does. Thank you so much. You're wonderful.
Thank
and
you.
And thank you. Thank you,
You're
Courtney,
welcome.
For coming on.
You're welcome. Have a great show. I'll be listening, though, but, yeah, have a great show.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Again, I'm administering quite a few people here. and so I believe the next person, actually, I'm going to give you a moment. I've been forwarding emails to Debbie. And
okay.
Debbie, we still have you here, I assume.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we get a lot of calls, just a word to you. I've never seen quite this many. This is quite a few. So if you accidentally get disconnected, I don't think it'll happen. Just call back in, because it seems to be letting quite a few people on the line right now.
Okay.
So I do want people to know who are sending me pictures that I have sent a few more to Debbie. She's going to have a chance to get them. But right now, we do have some people queued up, which she already has the pictures for. So I'm going to let you go ahead and do another caller, Debbie. But I know at some
okay.
point when we run out of calls and you need to start looking at your email again, I'm going to
okay.
give you a little breathing space so that you can do that. Because I know you're very talented, but wow, to be able to read your email and do a reading at the same time would really be phenomenal. And download a picture and get the name and everything. You need a worker on the other side helping
yeah.
you with that, I think.
Well, that'd be great.
All
I'd
right.
love to do this.
All right. I am going to find Rochelle now, and I see her. So, Rochelle, I'm about to bring you on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Hello, Rochelle. Are you there?
I'm here. Good evening to both of you.
Hi,
Wonderful.
Rochelle.
Hi.
Okay, you guys can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Rochelle, I'm going to do another past life. Is that okay?
Oh, please do.
Okay. I see two past lives in you. One is an emperor, and one is Egypt. You were in Egypt, and you were not a worker. You were on the higher up, but I wouldn't say like a queen or something. You were like, okay, when I take a second, it's because they're communicating with me, and they're trying to describe it to me, but let's see. So it would be like the queen's sister's cousin, something like that, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you had very nice things. They're saying that you like very nice things in this lifetime, and that you can pick out, like, material, like silk and and know it by feeling it, and that was coming from that past life. You also in the Emperor were higher up in that one too, and you had those dresses that, see, and I don't know my errors. I hear I do past life, and I don't know. But you were wearing one of those dresses and one of those hats that had the cone kind of hat with a scarf thing hanging off of it. And you were very kind to people. So they're saying, and also that you were, and I don't know if you believe in this, but that you were from a light planet, that you work well with light. So they're saying that you can process a thought to somebody and you can heal them by a thought. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, very much so. And I've been fascinated with Egypt.
Okay, one more second, because they're showing me something else. I'm not trying to be rude, but they're cutting in. They're saying that you helped and that you could do this in this lifetime too, and I don't know if you're doing this now, but you helped the lower-end people, and you helped them by giving them food and clothing them and taking care of them. And that you, oh boy, they're really showing me a lot of stuff here, that you were thrown in to like caves, or not caves, but like, boy, they're trying to show me something that's different, like a stone kind of structure. And that it would be wet and da 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 da, and you don't like wetness. You're more of a sun person. So they're showing me that the wetness, not that water, you like water, but it's the wetness, that kind that gets to your bone. You're like, ooh, and that brings you back to that. And so when you, in this lifetime, they're saying that you could heal just by looking and thinking, and you're wondering if you have the power, and they're saying that you do. Okay, so they're saying that you were very high up in there, that you knew a lot of people. Do you know a lot of people in this lifetime?
Not as many as I'd like to, but I do know some good people.
Yes. So now, do you know an older woman that is kind of sophisticated in this lifetime?
I see a lot of sophisticated women, but I don't know them.
Okay, because they're showing me that there could be a sophisticated woman that would help you out in this realm with this abilities, that this person would let you be who you are. So you're another person that you have to realize that you deserve this. See, you were thrown in this cave. Okay, that's what they're trying to show me. Gotcha. Okay, so they're saying that you have a past life resistance of letting your power come out now. Do you get what I'm saying? And that's why the Egypt thing, it resonates with you so much. And so they're showing me that there is like a mantra or a decree that you could look up, and if you would repeat that to yourself, that your energy and your light would get brighter. Is there a mantra or a decree that you listen to or you've seen from Egypt or the Middle East?
No, I haven't found one yet.
Okay. Well, they're saying that if you looked it up, one is going to resonate with you. It's kind of like the Violet Flame Decree, but if it doesn't resonate with you, then that's not it. There is something out there that resonates with you, and they're even saying you probably could even make it up yourself, because it's going to come, the memory of it is going to come back to you. Kind of like, you know, I am the light, I am whatever it is that resonates with you, the words that resonate with you. And I see you, I see this lady wanting to help you, and at the right time, an older lady, she's sophisticated, and she wants to help you, and it's almost like you just need to ask. So they're saying, even ask the universe, allow this, I'm allowing this person to come to my life and show me the way. Okay, because you knew her in Egypt, and you knew her in the Emperor time too. And there's a lot of these people that you helped out in these past lives that you can help out in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're saying that you're dimming your light a little bit in this lifetime. They're also saying, boy, what is it with the dark-haired men? Is there a dark-haired man? Are you with a dark-haired man, or you broke up with a dark-haired man?
I broke up with a dark-haired man.
Gotcha. Okay. I didn't know if you were just going to break up with them, or because I don't have the time here. Because you're pretty guarded. Okay. Why they're showing me that, and I wasn't trying to be rude, is because they're saying that you're guarded right now, and so that this might not be the time to allow other energies into your life and to work on yourself. And then when you are truly ready, go to the universe and ask for this other immense energy that's going to come to you, and they will help you out. Okay. Do you have a question?
I do, in regards to employment. Do you see a possible career position coming for me?
Yes, but I also see that you would be very good at owning your own business. What is it that you do very good at?
I've been excellent in sales and management.
And I could see you being a salesperson for other people. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't know what you would call that. But they're showing me that you could have, it's even just not even this huge business, but this business of yourself, like working at home and doing sales from home. And then it would get bigger and that you would have a couple employees underneath you, but not a massive business. So they're saying that I do see employment coming to you and that you're going to get offered if you haven't already gotten offered. And they're saying that there's offers and you're like, I don't know if I want to take that, but they're saying to take it because it's a stepping stone up to your own business, that you're going to learn from this business, this other thing that's offering you, and you're like, I don't know, I really don't want to work for them, and da-da-da-da. But they're saying it's just a stepping stone right now because your energy needs to get up. But you would be fantastic, dear, as being your own business person. I don't know where you're from, but I would have you run my business.
Thank you.
You would be very, very, very good.
When do you see me moving on to this stepping stone job?
Well, they're showing me, because you kind of go back and forth. You get power, and then you kind of go back, and then you get power.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying 3 to 6 months. Is that going to be too late for you?
But, yes,
you
it
can,
is.
Okay, well, okay, now they're showing me again. Okay. Okay. They're saying they're saying to be allow it to come to you. They're saying that you're pushing to go to it, and they're saying you're not allowing it to come to you. Does that make sense? That you?
Yes.
So they're saying, I am ready for that wonderful job to come to me. And I'm not saying don't go out there and put applications. But they're saying that you are pushing, like, well, I need a job now, and da-da-da-da. And the universe is going, okay, here you go. You're struggling too much. Relax, breathe, because you haven't been breathing. Breathe because of all the other stuff that's going on in your life, and I see that, and I don't need to mention it. But they're saying to breathe and allow this business to come to you and realize that it probably is just a stepping stone because you're going to get higher up, okay, if you allow it to happen. So allow it to come to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
very
wonderful
good.
About the Egypt thing. I think that is just wonderful, and they're bringing it up again, and to do a mantra for yourself to get the power of you to get up again, okay?
Okay.
And they're saying that when you get that power, I'm sorry, they're interrupting me again. When they say when you get this mantra of having the self-esteem or the power in you, they're saying that the jobs are going to come to you. So... okay? I hope I answered things for you.
Absolutely. Just absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You've hit everything for me. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Rochelle. All right. We have a question from someone named Tom. I know you had mentioned that one of his pictures had, and he's listening, so we're not mentioning any last names or anything like that. We don't even have them.
Okay.
But just to, out of fairness, since he's one of the early people who did email
right.
you, I wanted you to comment on whether you're able to see his picture. He mentioned that he sent you two.
Right, and that they're both sunglasses.
Okay, so why don't you explain to people about that, how you work with these pictures?
Well, a lot of times, I mean, sometimes even if the sunglasses are there, but I look into your eyes, and your eyes are the window to your soul. That's an old saying, but it's true to me. I can see a person's eyes, and a good example of that is, like with Charlie Sheen, if you saw him when he was younger, you would say, oh, he's a wonderful person. You'd see him now when he was going through his conflicts. If you showed me a picture of then, I'd be like, oh, I can tell that something is the matter. Or when someone has murdered somebody, I can tell by just looking at their face and their eyes. And sometimes you see that, like on the news, you'll see, oh, my God, that guy looks crazy, because your soul is taking in that information. So when I look at a person's eyes, I see the information or the things that they're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, I see a past life in there. And a lot of times the past lives are always working with what you're going through now. And sometimes, you're wondering why it resonates. And it's something that you need to get rid of from the past life or to just let go. You hear it and then you can let it go. So that's why the eye thing works. But does he have a question? And I could try to answer it.
He's in the chat. And actually, I can bring him on the air. All right. Actually, I'm going to need Tom's help. Tom, message the first three digits of your phone number again, because you wouldn't believe how many messages I'm getting. This is, this is just like what happened at the expo I went to. I will tell you that, the universe placed this woman, Debbie Griggs, right next to my booth, and I was watching. You know, when I'm at an expo, I'm really relaxed. I just kind of, whoever comes, and I couldn't believe the line of people I saw going to that booth. In fact, I wondered, does she ever eat? Does she ever take a break?
I didn't.
Because, yeah, it was unbelievable. And although it's not a competition, I mean, this was not the case for everyone there. I mean, people were genuinely being called to your booth, and it was in the corner. It was not in the most prominent location. And people were even coming to my booth. I'd talk to them for a minute, and I'm not a psychic like you. I just kind of do some coaching and real casual, and they immediately knew, no, I think, I need to go next door. And I said, yeah, I know, you're looking for a reading. And off they would go, which I didn't mind, I mean, because I'm not there to do what you do. So anyway, okay, I just heard from Tom. I'm actually going to bring Tom on the air now that
okay.
I know his number again. And he said he's sending you another picture, too. So I know it's a little bit challenging to read your email while you talk, but maybe he can, if he has a question, he can ask you a question. And if you need to take a quick break, I'm going to tell Tom, if you're sending her another picture, you might want to send it twice and say, from Tom, in all capitals, in her email.
Yeah,
that way, because she's getting inundated with email, probably.
I got a
like
lot from your blog, yeah.
Yeah, so if you could do that. And we're just having fun here tonight.
Yes,
so,
I'm in my joy. I love doing this.
Yeah, and it is great. This is real-time radio. That's what this is. This is not, we don't put on a lot of pretenses. We just do what we do. And so we're real people here being genuine, and I'm going to bring Tom on right now. Hello, Tom. Are you there?
Hi,
Tom.
Yes,
how are you doing?
Okay. We're frantically sending another picture or two. It's hard because I'm on a lot of meds, so the light's very bad on my eyes, so I'm always wearing sunglasses.
Oh, okay. But what was your question, Tom? I haven't gotten your other picture yet, but I've got this picture, and maybe I can answer it on that. I'm going to say a past life for you. You were a soldier. So you were a warrior. So you're a warrior in this lifetime. And you, with your friends, they're showing me this. I don't know why. And if it's something that's coming up now, just say yes or no. But they're saying that you can keep secrets. Do you have to keep secrets for people?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So they're saying that when you were a warrior, and you were one of those soldiers, and I don't know what, I'm sorry, I don't know the era, they're just showing me you in one of those armor things, you know, where you cover your face and you cover your body, and that you are covering yourself, and that you don't want other people to see the true you, and that you have to, you have or had, I'm trying to think right now what they're trying to show me, to cover yourself and not to show the true you, and that you've had to hidden a lot of things, and you've had to help other people hide their truth too. But they're saying that you are good. Okay. They're saying that you are a good person to have people come to you and talk to you about secrets. I don't know what they're trying to show me here. But does this make sense to you, Tom?
Yeah, I am a good secret keeper. I still
okay.
do it now.
Okay.
A lot. And I don't show people the real me.
Yes. I see that you are definitely a guarded person. You they're saying also that you like to what are they trying to show me here? They're trying to show me that you like to kid around with certain people. You don't kid around with everybody, but you like to, you know, hey man, you know. They're showing me it was I would be very comfortable walking with you around, and other people would say they weren't going to be comfortable with you, but I would be comfortable with you because you know your true self. But other people are like, I can't read him very well. And the true you is pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool.
Yeah.
And you have a few selected people that see that cool in you. Do you see what I'm saying? And some
yeah.
people will not get a certain essence of you, and that's okay because you can't make anybody think what they're thinking, so that's cool. And you have, let's see, they're showing me like two other guys that are really good friends with you, and there's one that's a little bit higher up. And, yes, okay. So is there a question, Tom? Because I haven't gotten your other pictures. I'm sorry. That's what they're showing me, and I hope that's kind of helping a little bit. But they're not showing me your other picture. I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh. Hmm. I did want to know if there's any messages from a past family member, any past family members.
Okay. Now, they're showing me a male. See, and if I had the picture of the person that passed, then I could tell you what they're trying to tell you. But did you have a male? Or I don't know if that's a friend or if that's a family member. That was kind of like in your age group, but maybe a younger or older than you that passed?
A little older.
A little older. Okay. Was there anybody that kind of like committed suicide?
I'm sorry.
Do you know someone that committed suicide?
Yes.
Or they don't. Okay, that person's coming through. See, it's hard for me because I don't see their picture. I'm trying to see what they're trying to show me. It's kind of like they didn't mean to. They say, you know. There's something that happened to him when he was younger that kind of went on through his life, and he just went on. Oh, yeah. They're showing me. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm going to see what he says for you. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
What was his name? His first name. Just his first
Albert.
Name. Albert.
Albert.
Well, he's showing me that this has gone through. This is a remnants of his family line, of certain things that have happened in his family line, and that goes through him. And I don't know if it was the acceptance or gosh, they're showing me a bunch of things that have happened to him that he went through and he couldn't handle it anymore. And he said that it wasn't the acceptance of others, it was that he couldn't accept himself. And I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but he's saying
Yes, it does.
And he's saying, accept yourself. I really don't know what this means, Tom, but I hope you know what it means.
Yes, I do.
Okay. He's coming through.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, if I saw a picture of him, I'd be better. But like Susan said, you know, go to my website and I can do readings for you. You send him his picture and I could give you more info or friends or whatever, you know. But that's the main thing he keeps on. It's like in bright lights saying, accept yourself. He goes, I just didn't accept myself. And if I knew what I know now, it would have been a different life. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Okay, he's saying that he also wants you to help other people to accept themselves. Okay, I see what he's showing. And that's why he's saying that you can do that. Do you believe in that? Does he know? Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I don't.
Okay. Because there's going to be someone that's going to come up to you, and it's going to be kind of like the same scenario, and he wants you to help them.
Okay.
If this person hasn't come to you already. Okay?
Okay.
And he's saying that when you help that person, you're helping yourself. Okay? Oh.
Okay.
And he's talking about your eyes. And you were saying that you can't see that well with your eyes or something?
Right.
Because, now let me see if I can figure this out. Because he says that when you really truly see yourself as the bright light that you are, and you're dimming your light so that you are dimming the light of seeing outwards.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when you truly see the light that's in you, then you are going to see better. That's kind of heavy, but that's great. I'm glad he said that, and we all could use that. That's a wonderful phrase. But
really?
I hope you get what he's trying to say.
Okay,
Tom, I didn't get your other pictures, and I hope I did good for you, and it was great talking to you.
Well, maybe you'll get a whole bunch of them later. Who knows?
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for helping us with all the picture sending and everything. But this is working out great. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Susan?
Uh-huh.
I want to kind of tell a story that just happened to me like about a month ago.
Okay.
I was doing a reading. Are you ready?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I was doing a reading for two girls that came to my house in the small town, and one of the girls was a foreign exchange student from Norway. And she came in, and I was doing the reading for her, and she showed me a friend of hers, a girl. A pretty girl, and she said, what do you see in her? And I said, well, she's sad, and da-da-da-da. And she goes, well, here's a picture of her boyfriend. What do you see in him? And I said, what happened? And she said, well, he just passed away a month ago. And I said, well, why does she feel that she's involved in his passing? I go, because didn't he die in a car crash? And she said, yes. And this is in Norway. And I said, she feels that she's obligated for this accident. Why is that? And she goes, well, they were breaking off and on. They're together. They were not together. They're together, not together. And I said, well, there's a reason why she is doing this. And I kind of did a reading on her friend, and then I went to the next girl, and I was reading her. And the girl from Norway said, I have the girl that's in Norway on my Facebook, and I'm messaging her. And she wants to know if you can see if his accident was accidental or did he commit suicide? And I said, okay, now which side of the street do they drive in Norway? Because I got to kind of figure that out. And she said, the same as here. And I said, okay, he has a blue car. She goes, I don't know. It just happened a month ago. I've been here in America. And I said, okay, well, let me look it up. And I said, she still feels like she's involved in this accident. I said, it was an accident. And she goes, so she texted her or messaged her and said, do you feel obligated in this accident? And she said, yes. And I said to the girl, oh, I know. I go, were you texting him while he was driving?
Oh, no.
And she said, yes. And I said, oh, I got it. So the girl in Norway said, would it be better if I committed suicide and I could be with him? And I said, no, he showed me. He said, no, you would be in a cocoon and I'd be on a different level and we would not see each other. I can see you better now. The boy said, I can see you better now. And so I said to the boy, I said, show me a sign because I don't know if she believes me. So the girl from here texted the girl in Norway and said, she's going to show me a sign. She's asking him for a sign. And he showed me feathers. A couple feathers in the bed. And I said, did she find a feather in the bed? And so she texted her, and the girl came back and said, I found 10 feathers in my bed. And she goes, and I don't have a down. I don't know where they came from. And I said, that's from him.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
So
wow.
when I brought up this guy from suicide, and when that happened a month ago, and I don't really usually do the medium thing because I don't know if it's the truth or not,
mm-hmm.
but that night when I went to sleep, I had that being come up to me and said, and I dreamt this woman standing in front of me with her finger pointing at me like, you know, Uncle Sam, and said, you now need to be a medium. And I'm like, okay, now what do I do with that? So that was so funny that Susan, your grandmother came in, and then Tom's friend came through. So this
yeah.
is, I'm just in the beginning of this, bringing these people in. So I hope people bear with me on that.
Well, you're doing wonderfully well. You're getting a lot of praise in the chat room. We're all,
well,
you
great.
Know, and I'm right with them, you know. I'm listening to this myself. I mean, it's really, really something. In fact, already people are hoping I'll bring you back. And
oh, great.
Yes.
I'd love to. Like I said, I love doing this.
Yeah, I know you do, and I'm sure you'll be doing lots of shows. I can, you know, I'm not trying to do a reading or anything, but boy, I can see you on television. I think anyone, I mean, we're gonna really enjoy the fact that we shared this time with you here tonight because
thank you.
There's gonna come a time when I know you're gonna be so popular, it's gonna be just amazing. And so, anyway, with that said, since I know that there are many people out there waiting,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring, okay, now we've got, this one will be kind of quick because it's in the chat,
okay.
And I want to make sure, remember you had the IMD, I believe,
right.
in the chat?
Right.
Okay, because this was someone, we're still working through the people who sent things in advance. That's how queued up we are, and I know there are many people waiting very patiently, and you know, we'll go through as many as we're able to tonight, but you know, I know those who get on. Now I'm going to see if we can find her in the chat. I want to make sure she's still out there, and if we don't find her there right now, we'll jump ahead. So in fact, I'm not seeing IMD. I know that IMD was out there for a while, but now I'm not seeing. So you know what I'm going to do is we'll skip that for now, and we'll come back,
okay.
and I'll kind of keep an eye out. But I don't see that person in the chat right now. Okay. The next person in the list, let's see if I can find her, is Anna. Anna,
yeah.
I see her.
Let me see if I can find her.
You're going to have to look for Anna. This is one that I sent you. And if I need to, I'll send it to you again.
Okay.
And bear
What's
with
the
us,
beginning
guys.
Of her number?
It's 609.
6094?
Yes.
But I don't have a picture.
Okay, but I think I have a picture. I think I do have a picture. Okay, so everyone be patient. We're doing this real time, and it's kind of an experiment to see how well we can do this because this is an interesting thing to do. Okay, Anna. I thought I had Anna. She may have been someone who messaged me
in the chat. This one just says, hopefully this will go through, and it's a 6094.
You got a 6094?
Yeah.
And there's a pic
with
it?
But I don't have a picture. I don't have a
picture. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then the pic didn't get forwarded. All right, Anna, this is a question. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've gotten a couple of messages from Anna. There's no attachment coming, Anna. I see them now. So if Anna could send another picture, we'll get back around to you as soon as you're high up in the queue, but we're going to give you the opportunity to send another picture. But you're going to have to send it as a regular email, and you can send it to me if you like at info@frontier. Actually, let's just have her send it right to you. It might be quicker.
Yeah.
Just say "from Anna" in the subject line, Anna. I know you're out there listening because I see her on the line. Yes, powerful psyche, no C on that.
C at the end.
Right, powerful psyche. Right, at blackfoot.net. And so, and I'll type that in the chat again in a minute. So we're going to skip ahead again.
I finally got a picture of Tom without glasses.
Oh, no.
I finally got it.
Oh, well. You know, we'll get through. We just have fun on this show. You know, everyone, I'm sure you would say this too, just based on my own feelings about the spiritual world, is that everybody has a sense of humor too. I mean, we're meant to have fun with this, and I hope everyone's having fun with this tonight and not,
yes,
you know, don't get too stressed about whether your picture's getting in or whatever. You know, we'll get to those who, you know, are meant to be talked to tonight. And those who can't, it'll all work out one way or another.
Well,
so, okay.
Susan, I have a Lashandra.
Yeah, I've got Lashandra. Now, I have two. Now, did Lashandra send hers in advance? She did, right?
Yeah, hers is before the Anna.
Before Anna. Well, there's
yeah.
another one that's Mary Lou Who. What order did you get her?
Okay, let me see here. And as you can
she's
tell,
on
I
the
live
line.
By a train.
I know.
Mary,
both of them
Mary,
are on the line right now. So one of them is going to come on the line next.
Okay, which one is it now?
The other one's Mary Lou. It's a 504.
504.
Okay, I'll tell you what, since we don't have it right away.
Oh, I got a 6094. I got that. I got
that's
the 6094.
Anna. Anna's next.
Okay.
That's Anna. In the queue, Anna was next. So I'm going to look for Anna, make sure we didn't lose her. We might have lost Anna during that long conversation.
Sorry, Anna.
Sorry, Anna, if you're listening. All right. You know what? I'm just going to trust here. You said Lashandra. There's three women here that are real close in time, is basically what's happening.
Okay.
And apparently Lashandra is the one who's supposed to come on right now because she's right here in front of me. You just said something about her. And the other two, for some reason, we don't quite have it yet, but I want the other two to go ahead and send things in. We will pay attention to that. Yeah, just hold on. Trust. I'm going to bring Lashandra on now because do you feel that? Do you feel that too? Do you think that that's the next person?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I will trust that. Lashandra, are you there?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Lashandra. Can you hear me?
Yes. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well. It's a very good picture of you and you look very cute. And what they're showing me right away, another past life here, because I kind of go through that, is you on a ship coming to a new world. So you got something new coming up?
Hopefully a job.
Okay, because I see you coming to a new place, and at first it might be a little bit of a struggle, but it's going to be okay. Okay, that's what they're showing me. The excitement of it is going to come. And then you might have a little bit of a struggle with it, but they're saying go past the struggle because they're showing me like you coming to a new world and it's things that you're just kind of not knowing what's going on. You know, but you don't know. You know, like, oh, well, I did it this way. It's like coming into a new world. Okay, I see what they're showing me. So you might tie your shoe one way and they tie their shoe another way. Do you see what they're trying to show you? And
yes.
You're going to go, well, wait a minute, I do it this way. But just kind of go with it because they will be looking at what you're doing because they are, and you're good at what you're doing, but they will learn from you and you will learn from them. Okay, that's what they're trying to show me. I'm sorry, I'm struggling here a little bit, but what is the work that you want to do?
Well, the job that I have an interview for on Monday is not really what I want, but it's just something I need right now.
Gotcha.
But I really want to go into the education field.
Gotcha. Okay, that's why they're showing me this difficulty of, okay, it makes sense now. Does that make sense to you now? Okay.
Yes.
If they offer you the job, take the job.
Oh, I am.
They're saying to take the job. Okay, I'm trying to see what they're trying to say to me here. Believe it or not, you're going to learn things from them that you're going to bring into another thing. And they're saying that you'll have this job, and they're saying that within a year, 6 months to a year, they're saying it depends on your energy, that you'll be offered or you'll see another job that you want to be into and mm-hmm. that will come to you. And it will come to you very easily. They're saying, okay, they're very adamant of what they're trying to tell me here. Is this job, I don't know if it's this job or if another job, that when you're offered this job, and I know it's not going to be what you want, but they're saying to bring joy into it and honor the job, because then the job that is waiting for you, that the one that you want, will come with joy and come very easily to you.
Okay.
And there's another thing that you're good at too than other just education. What's the other field or what's the other thing that you're good at?
Writing.
Okay. They're telling me, I was even seeing singing, but
you were saying what? I'm sorry.
Singing? Do you sing?
No.
Who's the person that sings that's by you?
I have no idea. I try to sing.
No, they're saying that you're better than... No. Okay, I'm trying to see what they're trying to show me. Oh. Okay. They're saying that your writing is like music to people's ears. And that you can flow. Once you get going... But no, I see the singing too, that you're going to meet someone that's a singer and you're going to sing and da 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 da. But okay. But I'm going
to
go back.
I wanted to write songs at one point.
Oh.
I would like start writing songs and I was.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't get the exact thing, but okay. I'm trying what they're showing me and what I say out loud, and I'm hoping that you resonate with it. Thank you. Thank you for telling me that, because otherwise I'd be like, what in the heck are they trying to show me here? They're saying that you would be very good at that. And they're also saying that you would be good with something with kids. I don't know if it would be writing songs for kids or that it's musical and it's fun for people to hear. So I don't know what they're trying to show me there. But they're showing me joy in kids, you know, dancing and... I don't know. They're just showing me happy kids. So
I love kids, so
okay.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to go into at first in education is working with kids, but then
kids.
I switched it over to adults.
Okay. Well, you would be in your joy working with the kids, and they're saying that you could have the opportunity to work with the kids, but they're saying that you, and that's a choice, everything's a choice, would be very good at writing, and they're saying that would be like your meditation, writing songs. And they're showing me like you sitting, like even watching TV or something, and having papers around you and you writing. Like the TV is kind of like a background noise. You're not really watching it, you know, kind of thing. And that you kind of get in this meditative state and you're doing your writing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then that's
the
truth.
I sit on the floor with the TV on and have my computer in front of me with my paper and books and everything.
Right. So they're showing me that. So if that's the truth, and I'm my legs are, that is wonderful. Please, but like I said, it's a choice. But please, for the enjoyment of us to hear your music, do it. It's going to bring joy to you. And it will help you when you're going through the stages of work. It will be kind of a release for you. Do you see what I'm saying? And that, and like I said, it's going to be like your meditative thing. It's bringing you joy. Okay?
Okay.
It sounds wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Good night now.
Thank
good night.
You, Lashondra.
Bye.
All right. I have been having a lively conversation with people in the chat. I think we found Anna.
Oh,
this
did.
Is
okay.
Fun. You have to understand, we are like one big happy family over here at the chat. I've got people messaging me constantly, not just publicly, but they're trying to get in and they've written to you and they're trying to make sure. So a question for you.
Okay.
I told you this would be casual. I think this is our most casual show yet. It's like we're all sitting here having coffee. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel that?
Yes, I love that.
This is just like us. I mean, there are no pretenses here at all. And okay, Anna. Remember Anna?
Yes. Is she the pretty blonde?
I have found Anna. You have her picture in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. All right, Anna. I'm going to find you here now. And Anna is next. Okay, one thing, quick housekeeping here. I'm getting some compliments for multitasking, but, you know, I have a pretty complex switchboard in front of me right now with lots of people. Okay, Anna, I found you. Okay, Anna?
I'm here.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Is that Anna?
That's Anna, that's me.
Okay, so is it Anna or Anna?
Either way you want to pronounce it.
Okay.
Everybody says Anna, Anna. It just doesn't make a difference. I answered to both.
So now you're the pretty blonde, right? Blonde with the dark underneath?
Yes.
I want to make sure I got the right
you.
Picture. Okay.
Thanks.
They're showing me... I don't know where you're from, but they're showing me the West, okay? Like Western, like a past life in the West with horses and da-da-da-da. So I don't know if you work with horses or if you've done with horses or whatever. Okay, so now I'm going to try to see what they're trying to tell me. They're saying that you are, they're showing me the thing with the horses is that you are powerful like a horse, steel like a horse, and that you could run, and that you can be very independent, and that you can, not saying that you want to, but you could do things on your own. You'd be like, oh, I can do that. If someone says, oh, God, I don't know if I could be doing whatever or doing this, you'd be like, oh, I can do it. You know, you're that kind of person.
Yeah.
You have some very close friends. I see you with like some friends, like drinking wine or something and talking, and that you have these close friends. And then you have, okay, this is what they're showing me. I don't know if you can understand this, but like you have your circle of friends that you have your wine with, and then you have another group of friends on the outside of that. They're friends, but not as close as the ones that are in the inside. And then you have another group of friends that are on the other outside of the ring. Do you get what I'm trying to describe to you?
I get you 100%, yep.
Okay. So they're showing me that you are this independent woman and that you have other friends that can be independent too. And
uh-huh.
that other
yep.
people admire you for this. And okay. So they're saying that you are like one of the stronger ones. And
yeah,
you know
right.
this, but you know this, but sometimes you kind of lighten it down a little bit, and they're saying don't do that because a lot of people, I wouldn't say rely on you, but honor you for that, okay?
Thank you.
And it's wonderful. I think that's wonderful. Okay. Have you been traveling or are you going to be traveling?
I traveled last week.
Okay.
But not far.
Okay, so, God, they keep on bringing up the West again.
Oh, my God, so maybe that's always, California.
Excuse me?
Maybe it's are California. You,
okay. Yeah, they keep on showing me the West for some reason. And that your past life and this life, that you, okay, are you, you're not running, can you tell me what you do for work?
Well, right now I'm unemployed.
Okay.
But I used to design wrought iron for the garden.
Okay. 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 Go ahead.
Maybe the West is, I was with somebody and we were going to go to California, where he was stationed at. He hasn't gone yet and we're not talking. So maybe that's why you're...
Okay. And you're, because I keep on seeing the frickin' West all the time. Sorry. They're really bringing this up to me and that you are... the wrought iron, they're saying, because you were designing the wrought iron, comes
right,
from a past life in the Victorian time.
Wow.
And that you would know the designs from the Victorian time to this time, and you would know, no, that doesn't go that way. This kind of goes this way. And
right.
You lived in the Victorian time. And you, and it was more by, like, the ocean. I'm trying to think where you lived. Did you live in California? Is that why they keep on showing me California? But you lived
no.
in one of those, like, Victorian homes, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you would pass by these wrought iron things, and that's why you know. Just kind of like, okay, they're showing me this, too, and I don't know why they're showing me this, but you would be, like, on TV, and you would see, like, a wrought iron fence on the TV, and you'd be like, oh, that kind of design, and... You would even look at, you wouldn't be looking what's going on TV. You would be looking at the wrought iron fence behind the people in the TV show.
You're right. You're right. You're so right.
That's what they're showing me. They're showing me that you were very good at it. Very good at it.
Oh,
I see. And they said that you had the joy of doing that and you missing that right now. Okay. Okay. So you're feeling like a little piece of you is missing, aren't you? Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So... Could you please ask me the question now? Is it this thing for California?
Well, I did want to know if I was going to reunite with this guy that we had planned on moving to California, which is the West, or if you see anybody new. I did date somebody recently but got mad at him. So I don't know what's going on. So if you could tell me, let me know something about that.
Okay. So now, what is this with the dark-haired men? Does the guy have dark hair? Which one has the
yes.
dark hair? Okay.
Yes. Yes. The
I wish I saw a picture of him, because I could tell you.
I wish you had
him, too. Because I can tell right away when I see a picture of you two together what
uh-huh.
his personality and his personality, your personality is. Oh, you're very strong. So they're showing me... And you said he was in the military?
Yes. Well, I never said he was in the military, but, yeah, he is.
Okay. Oh, you didn't say, okay. Well, they're showing me you knew him in the Civil War also.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
And, oh, okay. They're showing me this really fast. Okay, here, this is what's going to happen, and I don't know, I hope you can follow this.
Okay.
But they're saying that you were in the Civil War with him, and you... I think you were his sister. I don't think you were his lover. And he went into war and never came back. So the residence of that is when he's with you, he feels he's not going to find himself. He feels that if he's with you, he's going to lose himself. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you see what I'm saying? Because of the... And he's in the military, right?
Yes, he is in the military.
Is he going overseas?
No, he's going to be going. No, he's already been. He's going to be going back to Camp Pendleton in California.
There's something else. Because where was he stationed before?
He was in Florida. Oh no, yes, he was in Florida.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm sorry. He was in Camp Pendleton. He was at Camp Pendleton, and he wants to go back. He's in Virginia right now.
Okay, because I see him somewhere else than California. Okay. Because that's why I was really adamant. I get where he's feeling. Okay, you lost him before, and then you're trying to find him now. Oh, shoot. I don't know. You know, if there is a way that you... Do you have a picture of him that you could send?
I do.
Okay, and did you send it to me or did you send it to Susan?
Oh, no, I haven't sent it yet. I have it on my phone. I would have to hang up and send it to you.
Okay. You know what we'll do? I'll do this as a favor for you because I'm getting a little conflicted here. Why don't you send it to me after the show? Send it to my email and say, you know, on there, say, this is a picture of my military boyfriend, and I will email you back the results of what I've gotten, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. So kind.
Because I don't want to tell you the truth without me seeing a picture of him, okay?
Okay.
Because I want to make sure I got the right guy. And like I said, I knew it wasn't in California, it was somewhere else, but I really would rather do that after the show than say, you know, mark it somehow so I know it's from you and this is my military boyfriend or whatever, okay?
You know what? I can't, if I send it from my phone, I just have to write in there. There's no, like, heading where I can put anything at.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just put, it's Anna, and this is my military ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
Hopefully it comes back into my life.
Yes. Okay. And I see you having your guard up, too. So they're saying that you got your guard up a lot, and that's why you had the argument with the other guy. It had nothing to do with him. So, okay. We'll just go from there, and I will email you the rest, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll get that
you
off too. To you after I hang up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, we're getting this all sorted out. I'm trying to
good.
Be so fair with the people waiting. But we lost Jennifer. We've got a Jennifer who's been waiting a very, very long time. And I know we have some others who've also been waiting a very long time. And I know we've had people come in and out. And it's a little bit crazy with the line right now. But I'm reminding everyone we're all one big happy family.
So which
question,
Jennifer is this now?
Okay. Do you have more than one Jennifer?
Well, I have a Jennifer.
You can't give a last name. Be careful.
No last name.
Yeah. If we can't find your picture, Jennifer, we might have to wait. See, this is the way it's working. I'll tell you who's determining the order. It's not us. I'm beginning to think that it's just kind of happening. I don't know what you think, but that's what I'm beginning to think.
I have a Jennifer, and her last name starts with a W, but I don't have a picture.
Okay. All right. That's
and I have
the
a bunch
person
of people.
I'm talking with, but we need her picture. Jennifer, where did you send your picture? Chat to me. Did you send it? Because I'm talking to her in the chat. And actually, she actually has her whole name. Did you send it to me or to her? To Debbie? Okay. She says she sent it. Send it
okay,
one
I've
more
got...
time.
Yeah, because I got a Jennifer W. And
that's
is she the one that asked me what the spirits have for me? What information does the spirits have for me? Ask
her
that.
She can hear you. She's sitting in the chat
listening.
Hi, Jennifer. So she's typing so she can actually hear you. I'll tell you what. Why don't, since we still have enough time, let's see where we're at time-wise. I need to really keep track. Okay, we're getting down to our last 30 minutes. You know, too bad they don't allow me to have a three-hour show because I swear we might wear you out. But
no, I'm, you know me, I like at the expo.
Yeah, that's true. I saw what you did at the expo. All right, here's what I'm going to do. Jennifer, please resend another picture. Sorry if we lost it. Say from Jennifer very clearly.
Yes.
Now, do you have Mary Lou's picture? Because she's been waiting quite a while, too. Mm-hmm. Mary Lou. She's a 504, and I think I forwarded
it. Yes, 8. 504,
yeah,
8.
You have her picture? Okay.
Yes.
Since that's ready, we're just going to trust and bring Mary Lou on, because she's been waiting a really long time, too. We've got
okay.
a number of people here who've really been patient, and
oh.
I know we appreciate
that. Maybe I shouldn't talk so long.
Oh, it's hard to do this sometimes. I mean, yeah, we're both chatty. We need we need to watch that. Okay. Mary Lou, you're about to come on the air.
Hello,
Mary Lou.
Hello, how are you, ladies?
Great.
So nice
how
to
you
have
doing?
You here.
I might as well tell you that when the show ends, you can go into archive up to 45 minutes probably until they cut you off. And they will give you a warning before they cut you off. And all of it will go into the stream of your show, but the people in the chat room won't be able to hear it streamed to the internet.
Oh, I'm glad you know, that is a new feature that I have noticed and have never used. So if people are up for that and they want to stay and at least get their readings in, what that means is you'll be able to hear it later. It's just they can't hear it live.
No, you can hear it. No, you can hear it live.
Oh, you can.
The people on the phone, everyone on the phone line, whether they're Skype or on the phone, will hear it. The people in the chat room that stream to the internet will not hear it after the show ends.
And actually, people can call in, as many as can get in, and listen.
Yes.
Because I've had listeners actually listen on the line before
you
can't get in on their computer.
But you can start getting confused as to who you're going to talk to next and who's just there to listen.
Well, if we have to be talking in the chat, yeah, it could get a little, well, we'll just see.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Chat,
how do you feel?
The chat doesn't go off. You just don't hear the sound.
They can't hear the show. They have to be dialed in. Yeah, I know the chat. Okay, we'll figure that out. I think this might work, but we need to ask if Debbie's going to be up for this. How long can you stay with us tonight, Debbie?
Oh, I can stay as long as you need me, dear.
Okay, well, then it sounds like we're finding a way. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And
that's
this
wonderful.
Is a new feature I had never used before. I mean, I think it's fairly new because I've noticed it myself, and I've never used it, that you can actually go over for a while. So, all right, and no further delay, I will let you talk uninterrupted to Mary Lou.
Okay.
Hi, Debbie.
Okay, hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, do you have my photos?
Yes, I do. Lovely photos here. Can I ask you, have you gone to other psychics?
Yes.
And you haven't gotten the information that you wanted?
I am learning, so I am open to learning as much as I can learn.
Okay. Well, it's almost like they're showing me that you've gone to psychics, but that some of the psychics are giving you a reading, and I'm not trying to compete, and I'm not trying to do an ego thing here, but this is what they're showing me. That you've gone to other people that have read you and that your reading could have fit for the next person that came up. They didn't really give you detailed information and that you wanted some kind of detailed information and you didn't receive it.
Yes, but I'm learning. I'm learning.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. That's what they're just showing me right now. And I don't know if they're just kind of warning me or telling me why they showed me that. I don't know. But okay, is there a certain... Okay, wait a minute. They're showing me a past life here right away. They're showing me, like, the prairie time. You know what I mean? Like, the girl with the little hat and the basket of blue bonnets and out in the field. So why they're showing me that, I don't know. But I don't know if that resonates with you or not. But they're showing me, the Midwest area. Do you know anybody in the Midwest? I don't know where you're from, so do you know anybody in the Midwest?
I was in Ohio years ago, but the beginning of the Midwest. But the past life that resonates with me the most in this lifetime is late 1800s.
So what era is that?
More Victorian. Long dresses, Civil War, beyond the Civil War, post-Civil War.
Yeah. So now I'm going to ask them why they're showing me you in the Midwest. And that there was a dust storm. Okay. But that was in the 30s. They're showing me more younger than that. No, they were showing me, they're showing me like you getting the land in the Midwest. So what is it that you're trying to get now, and what are you trying to, you're trying to get something. What is it you're trying to get?
I'm not really sure. A love life? Not land. I got land.
You got land, but no. They're trying. Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe trying to figure out who to try to get a guy. Because they're showing me that you think it's a process. This getting the land was like trying to get a process. And that you were a younger girl. They keep on showing me you with blue bonnets. And I don't know why blue bonnets. But I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to show me here. I'm sorry if I'm rambling here. But you were a little girl. Okay. And you feel like you're new at this. At that you're feeling. Got it. Okay. So what is your question?
It's either my spiritual development or my love life.
Well, see, you're doing new.
I'm doing okay. New?
You're
you want me to go to the past life?
Well, see, the past life was showing you coming to the new land. And I'm seeing you coming to the new land of the new in the Midwest and buying the land and your family getting the land and rushing out there to get the land. And they're showing me that you're being impatient with both and that that your spirituality is going to come forth more than the man. And they're showing me that you will, if you haven't already been dating a guy that you like but you're not in love with, and then after that guy, then you'll be with a guy that you really love and lust. And they're saying that, they're talking, I'm talking really fast because they're giving it to me really fast, that you are going to learn the more spirituality, but you're more of a grounded person. So they're saying that you would be good with rocks, crystals, on-body kind of healing, you know, the Reiki hand-on healing kind of thing. Because you're more of a ground. See, they're showing me the ground again, the freaking land. Okay, so they're showing me that you're more of a land person. So you are, see, people can be water to me. They show me water people, or they're showing me sky people. And they're showing me that you are more of a ground person, that you would be good with the trees, the plants, even with herbs and things like that and spirituality. And you can, and you are good with the animals too. So they're saying that your spirituality in that would grow and that you could even do like hands-on healing on animals. So like they are showing me like a dog that has bad hips and that you could put your hands on it and help the pain go away. Does that make sense?
I tried it on my dog yesterday, and she passed away anyway.
Oh. And yeah, your dog thanks you for that because it was its time. Do you see what I'm saying? They're saying it's not that you don't have the ability, but it was just not. Do you see what I'm saying? It was just the time.
Yeah.
So you didn't, you know, but you do have that ability and to. Oh, I see why they're bringing that up is because they want you to believe in yourself that you can do that, even though your dog passed away. And have you done that with other animals? Do
hands
on
people, but I'm not into Reiki or stones or crystals. But I have been taught hands on. But I'm more into mediumship at the moment and getting clairvoyant pictures and trying to tune in better because I have a flaky on off switch.
Well, I know you don't want to do the crystals and the hands-on healing, but you would be very good at it.
I hear that. I hear that, but do you understand sometimes things don't resonate? I'm waiting for it to resonate.
Right. I got that. Okay, I'm going to ask him why it's not resonating with you and what is it that you can do. I'm going to ask them. I'm going to ask him right now. Okay. Well, what they're saying is, let's see how can we explain this. Because they're saying that you go back and forth. Haven't you already seen spirits?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. They're saying that you're doubting it, and you are seeing it. So that they're saying to, but they're saying that with the grounding, with the rocks and everything, it kind of grounds you so that you're not, because you float a lot. You do a lot of soul traveling at night, too.
Yeah.
And they're showing you at night the things that you need to do. And you would be good at this. You would be good at speaking. You would be good at teaching people, too.
Yeah,
because
but I have to learn
this.
It. I have to learn
No. You don't have to learn it, honey. It's in you. You just have to allow it to happen. Allow it to come to you. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't have any doubt about it. And I know this is easier said than done because, honey, I went through the same thing. They're saying that they're coming to you and that when you're doing this soul traveling that you do a lot of, that they're teaching you at the time. And then it's kind of like what I said to the other lady, allow it to come to you and ask for it to come to you. Don't make it. They're saying that you're trying to make it happen and it's not going to work that way. They're saying that it's, to allow it to come to you and that they are coming to you and that you do, they're showing me you waking up at night. They're showing me that they show themselves to you. Spirits and energies are showing themselves to you even during the day.
Yeah.
But they're showing me like you like, well, did I just see that or not, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it is coming to you. They're just saying to be patient. It's coming to you, and they're giving it to you not so fast so that you can absorb all the information that they're sending to you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You will do good. They're saying, you know, practice on people, just like I did. Just practice on people, and you're going not to doubt the information that comes into you. And then just say it. Say, oh, so-and-so, and it will come to you, and then all of a sudden it will just start flowing to you. And I see that happening. I see that happening.
Okay.
Okay. And what was the other question? The spirituality and a man?
The man. You touched on it lightly.
Yeah. I see you kind of dating one that likes you more than you like them. And then down the road I see you with someone more permanent.
There's one around me now. Are they ever going to get it together?
And what's his first name, honey? Can you say?
It starts with a B.
Okay.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's enough. And they keep on saying no. They're saying that he's going to get it somewhat together, but not enough for that what you would want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah. Sorry. But the better one is coming along. Because they're saying you're going to be working on this, on yourself more, and then that other one is going to come along. Okay?
Okay.
I would believe in it.
I have to.
Yeah. Yeah, he's coming along.
Okay.
It's like I see you know, going out with, like I said before, I see you going out with this other guy, but it just doesn't resonate with him, and then I see the other guy. So, okay? And
mm-hmm.
He's going to be more, he's going to let you be the person that you are. You're not going to have to walk on eggshells. You're going to allow to be yourself. You can be a very strong woman also, and he's going to allow that to be your independent self. So, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope I answered your question for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Good night.
Yes, bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. We're really continuing to sort through this in the chat. I think we lost IMD. I know this is someone who had written to you earlier.
Right.
And if that person comes back, we'll kind of look for them. However, I have a question for you. Do you have a picture from someone with an area code 510? Because we're trying to find that one. It's the name starts with carbonated in the chat, and this person's been on the line for quite a while. So I'm trying to see if I can track that down. And I believe we may have found Jennifer, who also has been on the line forever.
Oh, is it Jennifer W?
Yeah, do you have her picture?
Yes, I have her picture.
Okay. All right. Because I know Mary Lou has been waiting patiently, but there have been people who have been on the line even longer, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness.
And Camille, you've been on the line a long time, too, and I do see you. But I believe Jennifer wins the prize right now as far as, all right, let me see. Jennifer, I think she got disconnected. I want to make sure I've got this right. Jennifer, you're in the chat. I want to make sure you're out there. And we'll go to overtime if we need to here. I'm sure we will. Hello?
Hello, I hear music.
I have no idea where that's coming from. All right.
Oh, yeah.
You know who that is?
Like a warning?
Oh, now that's really weird. You know what happened?
What?
All right. Let me get this off. That was Mary Lou's line.
Oh, okay.
It went on all by itself. Okay, that was the last caller. I think that was the last caller. Didn't you just talk to Mary Lou?
Yeah.
I'm getting her confused with Cheery One. Those two have both been kind of similar.
Okay, I have a Cheery
One,
too.
That explains it. She was still on the line, and so I took her off. All right, so...
I have Cheery One also.
Okay. All right. And do you have carbonated, 510? Anything from Camille?
Oh, Camille. Let me see.
510.
I have a long list here, so let me bear with you.
I know. Again. And I'm trying to figure out how long Jennifer's been around and if she got disconnected. So I want to know if Jennifer got disconnected because I'm getting a little confused about that. Because I don't want to, since there's some people who've been waiting for a really long time. So it looks like Jennifer's kind of on pause in the chat. So why don't, if you can find.
Wait a minute, because I have a bunch of them from your.
Right. There's some
I sent have information
to
on it.
Okay. Yeah, some
okay,
of them
I
don't
have
really
a...
say. Okay.
Okay, this one I don't know who is this from, and I got a picture of a lady.
Is there an area code with it?
It's
in the
Lorraine.
Message? Okay. Yeah, Lorraine is on the line. Or she's in the chat. I need to figure out. This is getting pretty complicated. We haven't really had this many callers. To do this properly, we really do need a screener the next time you're on because it's just so many people. And so we're just going to have to trust right now that we're letting people on in the way they're supposed to be let on. And so I believe I'm going to go ahead and let Now the Cheery One on, because she's been holding a really long time. She's been in the chat, and I have not forgotten you, Camille, and carbonated. However, she's carbonated in the chat. I know you've been waiting a long time. And Jennifer, I'm a little confused as to where she is right now. So right now I'm going to let Cheery One on. Do you have that picture?
Cheery, okay, let me see.
Cheery One, 111?
Cheery One, yes.
Okay.
Let me get the picture up.
Okay.
On a slide. Okay.
All right. And
yes,
one thing I want to tell everyone, since we're getting to 10 minutes left in the show, this show is going to go off the stream at 9 p.m. Pacific. If you want to continue listening, call in to the line. Call in, and I won't bring you on the show unless you tell me to do so in the chat or you are someone that has written to us via email and wants to be on the show. So if you're just sitting out there on the line, I'm not going to bring you on the show, so don't worry about that. The call-in number, 310-807-5104. It would be a good idea if you want to continue listening to the show after 9 p.m. Pacific, and we're getting really late on the East Coast, I know, but we're having lots of fun here, to go ahead and do that soon so that the show doesn't cut off for you. So just letting people know that. And we'll continue to have the chat going after the show. It'll keep going. Yeah, this is a great learning experience. And with someone as popular as you, and you're just going to keep getting more popular, I think. I need a personal assistant, it seems.
I hope that I have to have a personal assistant on my line.
Yeah, wouldn't that
I hope
be
that we
nice?
Get that popular, Susan.
Yeah, maybe yours can help me, you know.
We can hope that, so we can give everybody the messages they need to hear.
That's,
I would hope
it's
that.
It's really true. You know what? I feel that there will come a day where we have them, you know.
Well, good.
I sense that will come our way just to help us. So. All right, Cheery One, you're coming on the line right now. Cheery One?
Hello,
don't remember
lady.
Your first name. What is your first name in real life?
My first name in real life is Sharon, but I'm not the other Sharon in the chat room.
I understand. I understand.
Okay.
And we haven't forgotten about Sharon in the chat either. So.
Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie.
Thank you.
I'm going to say, who do you know that's in the military?
That would be my son.
Okay. So the residence of the son in the military, he's, oh boy. And where is he located?
He's in New York.
Okay. Are you, okay, it's either going back and forth. They're showing me that there's this energy of love. What is your son's first name?
Richard.
Richard.
Uh-huh.
That you're sending love to him almost like every day. And they're
right.
showing me that it's almost like, you know, the old, not old, people do it now, I'm sorry, but they're showing me this lady like in a Catholic church, you know, when you have the little veil that you used to have
yes.
the handkerchief on your head, and lighting a candle for him. And they're showing me that you are adamant of sending love to him. And they say, the spirits or the essence or whatever you want to call, say they see it immensely and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay?
Thank you.
And they're saying that even, okay, they're trying to show me this, Sharon, they're trying to show me this, that you are sending this love to him, and it's almost like it sprinkles like little sparks of this love, and it flickers onto other people when it's going to your son. Because you're sending him so much love that it can spread to other people, they're saying. That's the best way I can show it.
Oh.
And to the people that need it. That is so wonderful. I've never been shown that before. Isn't
oh,
that wonderful?
You. Yes,
that is
thank
wonderful.
You.
Oh. Okay, sweetie, what was the question you have for me?
Well, I have a question about a career.
Okay.
I am transitioning my career, and I just need some guidance as to if they give you any information about direction. I'm kind of headed into a totally different direction.
Okay.
So
now what is the books thing? What is it with books or like accounting or like office thing? Are you doing any of that?
No, I used to do inside work, like administration. I used to do that.
Okay. Okay, they're showing me you're doing that. So what is it that you are trying to go to?
More like health and fitness.
Okay, and see, why are they bringing me up that book thing again? Because you want to go into health and fitness, right?
Uh-huh.
And is it the book thing that's making you, helps you make the money? Is that what they're showing me? Because, are you unemployed right now?
Basically, yes.
Okay. Okay, I see what they're trying to show me. They're showing me that you might have to do the book work. And then while you're doing the book work, you're this kind of administration stuff or this kind of simple office. They said it might be even less than that. And then it's not belittling you, but just to do that until you get this other job in the fitness thing. Okay?
Okay.
So they're showing me, because they keep on showing me this paperwork kind of thing, and that you're good at it. You know you're
yeah.
good at it, but you get bored with it.
Yeah. I'm just really good at it, and so I usually know how to do it better than my boss, and so
right.
that is the issue.
Right.
Because I can't.
That you're very good at it.
Yeah.
And that's why they keep on showing me this book thing, and they're saying just to deal with it until the other comes up. And it's so sad because right now in our culture, and I know it's whatever you believe comes true to you, but I know in the culture right now, or, you know, our economics is not the best, but they're saying that you are so good at this.
Yeah, exactly.
That, this will bring you the money that you want and that the joy, you know, just, and but the other thing will come to you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh.
They're saying that you need to do this just if you need the money and that the
okay.
other will come to you. So kind
okay.
of like, it's almost like you're splitting because I'm doing the same thing.
Right.
I'm working at the archery place still, and I don't hunt. I don't do anything with archery. But I'm, you know what I'm saying? And I'm in my joy doing this, and so I'm doing the archery to pay the bills and doing
right.
this because it's my
right.
joy and I want to give people their messages. And
right.
it's kind of the exact same thing until I have the clientele to let go of the archery, then I will do this. Do you see what I'm
right.
saying? And that's what
oh,
they're
yeah.
showing me with you.
I totally agree. I had two interviews, actually, last week, and the men got really in my face. You know,
well,
and I threatened them, I think.
Yeah.
Because they know I can do the job, and I think they're afraid I'll take their job.
Correct. Correct. And you are right on that. You are right.
Okay,
on.
That's what I thought.
But they're saying don't dim your light because of that. That's their issue, okay?
Right.
Because they are taking that job because it's paying their bills. Do you see what
right.
I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I have compassion for those people. I do.
Right.
But I don't like how they try to put awful feelings on me.
Right.
Like
but
it's
they're saying, the spirits are saying that if you worked for them, that feeling that you had would have been would be going through the whole thing. And oh, okay. And the spirits are saying they did that on purpose because they
yes.
knew that you would not be happy there.
Okay,
it would have not been tolerant. And they were saying that the spirits are saying, we're giving you a gift. We were showing you how you would feel if you worked at this place. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So they are saying another one will come up
wow.
that you will feel better and that there will not be competition.
Oh,
that they
okay.
will honor your work. Okay.
Oh,
so
that's
not
good
to take
to
it
know.
The negative way. Yeah. That's
right.
wonderful. I'm glad they showed that.
Oh,
see,
thank
so
you
I,
so
oh,
much.
I see that working very, very well for you. So now, what is it with the older person that you take care of, or have you been taking care of someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
who are you taking care of?
Someone that I can't figure out the situation. I've been told a lot of different things. I just can't
okay.
figure it out. I think there's some deception there.
Okay.
And I just, it's like I'm being attacked, kind of. I mean, it's
right.
just weird. It's very weird.
Well, they're saying to protect yourself. You
yeah.
know, ask Archangel
That's,
Michael, put the white light around you, and maybe
right.
even just kind of slowly back out of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I realize that.
When they were
that.
Showing me the office thing, they were showing me this, and so it kind of coincides together.
Gotcha.
And that, and you're dimming your light because you are powerful,
right.
and that these guys are like trying to dim your light. Uh-uh. Say uh-uh.
Right.
There's no competition
right.
here, buddy.
Right.
So, but they're showing me that you have this other job coming up. Enjoy it, and then the other stuff will come into play. Do you see what I'm saying? So you might
yeah.
be doing two things at,
right.
at the same time like I'm
oh,
doing,
yeah.
and then you'll be able
yeah.
to let go of that to do that.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, that's what I was hoping to do.
And thank you for the prayers, too. Because people are getting those prayers of love.
Oh,
that's
so sweet that you saw that. Because, yes, I have been doing that. He mentioned that he needed some support. So.
Oh.
And, yeah, that's so sweet that
you
picked up on that.
So maybe everybody on the phone or online can all send him some support.
Oh,
that's. And he needs it.
And to all the military.
You're right.
Oh, thank you so much. Much love to you, both of you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming on. And we are about to go into overtime with this show, so call the line if you want to hear it. Okay, are you there?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm
we're
here.
Still here. Wow, this is really cool. This is like going to the other side.
I thought that was wonderful what they showed me with that love thing, where it was just kind of like, you know how you see those little sparkles? You know, those little sparkles that you put in your hand? It was like they were showing that with her love because she's sending it so much, sprinkling onto the other people's heads, too. It was just beautiful what they showed me. But isn't that wonderful that we get to know that? We learned that tonight. That's wonderful.
Yeah, powerful, powerful. This is, I had to stop chatting at some point because it was getting really powerful. And actually, a really weird thing happened that I've never seen before. It basically gave me a message in the chat that said, "You're typing too fast. Take a break." Right around that point. Right around that point when, you know, I needed to be listening.
Yeah.
So.
That is
really
funny how they kind of give you messages, you know, time to listen.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's some kind of technical message supposedly, but okay. Now, I'm going to make sure we got everybody the way we need them. All right. Are you still there?
Right. And I have a...
Gotcha. Okay, because I'm playing with the lines. We're getting more people on the lines, and I've got to keep track of people because I'm not going to bring anyone on the show who's just listening because now we're no longer streaming online. We are talking to people on the phone. This will all be recorded and be in the archive as well. So, so people are still with us. They're still in the chat. It's just I keep telling them they need to call in now to listen. All right. The next person who has been very, very patient is Jennifer. Did you get Jennifer W.'s photo? And she did show up again in the chat, so she's there.
Yes, I know who Jennifer is. I've done readings for her before.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. I'm going to find Jennifer, and I'm going to bring her on the line right now. Jennifer, is that you?
I'm here.
Ah, oh, so
hi,
glad
Jennifer.
To have found you.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Susan.
Nice to talk with you.
Yeah,
I
know.
I met Jennifer in Washington, and her and her good friend came, and I went to this expo, well, this kind of little, very small expo, right, Jennifer? Very
yes,
small.
It was.
And it was her and her friend and maybe one other person that I did readings for, and I did readings for all the psychics there. I didn't have customers. I had the customers that were all the psychics.
Yeah.
And her
amazing.
Friend is from Germany, and I've done some international readings in Germany for her, and that was wonderful, too. Now she moved to the east. So I'm sure you miss your friend, right, Jennifer?
Oh, my gosh. I've been grieving. I don't have my partner in crime anymore.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry for you.
No, don't say hi. Be quiet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I
okay,
have a little one left here.
Oh, that's okay. I gave Jennifer a reading. How's your diet going? Because you lost 17 pounds the last time you wrote to me.
I am. I'm doing really good. I'm right now at about 180, so I've
lost
20 pounds, so yeah. And that's only been, what, a month and a half?
Right. I did a reading for Jennifer, and the spirits told me to tell her to eat kelp and to do affirmations of I'm thin, I'm healthy, and da-da-da, and she's lost 17 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So who knew that the kelp would work?
Great.
So for different bodies, I guess, huh? So what is your question, Jennifer?
I just want to know what Spirit's got in store for me. I've got a few different things going on right now, so I just want to see what's the most important and what comes through for me today, Debbie.
Okay. So now, the man in your life, we went through that again.
Yep.
But I see it going back and forth a lot.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Why is it going back and forth?
Because we just, you know, we see things in a different light.
Right. But your light is a little brighter. Like I told you before,
mm-hmm.
when I met you,
mm-hmm.
you are in a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, let's see, to get to his level, you have to, your light is getting a little dim there, dear.
Yes,
and,
I agree.
Now the other thing they're showing me is because you're getting this self-confidence with the weight loss, and it has nothing to do with the weight loss, but you're getting more confidence, and he's kind of like, wait a minute now. Other people are getting attracted to her, and he's getting a little jealous streak there, they're showing me.
That's good.
So,
to a certain degree.
Yeah, yes. And you know what? He can't get his hand on it. He can't get his mind wrapped around it. He can't understand why he's not getting to your level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like, I don't know, do you really want to hear the truth, honey?
Yeah,
they're
I'm
almost
going to hang up the phone for a second. Hang on a second, Debbie.
Okay.
Up the phone. Okay. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay. They, okay, you want to hear the truth, Jennifer?
Yep, go ahead.
Well, so they're saying to turn around and say to him, thank you. Thank you for everything that you've taught me, but I'm going to another level now.
Okay.
He can't teach you anything anymore, honey.
No,
you,
and I didn't think
you have been finding, you have found yourself,
uh-huh.
and I know that's kind of a cliche wording, but they're really showing me that you have changed just even in the last couple months, last 6 months,
mm-hmm.
you have changed immensely.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing me, it's kind of like what they're showing me is like an egg cracking open, and that you're kind of starting to peek out,
mm-hmm.
and that this the vibrance of your essence is coming out. And all the eggshells aren't off of you yet, but
no.
they're showing me, you know how they always show those little cute little dinosaurs, you know, coming out, you know, cartoon
oh, yeah.
kind of thing? That's what they're showing me. Like you
okay.
are a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because the dinosaurs were, you know, from the ice. I mean, what they show me is so weird, but that the dinosaurs died away and that you are coming out of the of your eggshell into a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see you. Have you started doing readings for friends yet?
A little bit here and there, yes.
Okay. Because they're showing me you doing this, and they're showing me you doing it even more.
Okay.
Okay? And they're even showing me you doing it, like, with little parties. You know,
mm-hmm.
like the girls would come over with wine or something and some cheese and crackers. Or you're even, you know, it's, they're even showing me, like, you're even watching TV and then you'd be like, oh, let me do a reading for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like,
yeah.
you're watching a ghost story or something. You're like, well, let's just try this out.
Yeah.
And you're starting to realize that it's the truth is coming out.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow. And their friends are going, wow. And you're starting to get confidence in it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And
yes,
they're
that
showing
makes
me that this, and they're showing me that you could be doing this more and more and more.
Okay.
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 But they're showing me also the same thing with the last lady, and like how me, where you're doing one thing and you're doing the other, holding hands, and that sooner or later down the road, when all this mess is done with,
uh-huh.
and that you are truly on yourself, I see you letting go of the other work and doing something else. Doing this.
Yay.
You know what I mean?
Yay. That's what
it.
I wanted to hear.
Yep. And I know I'm sorry, and your boyfriend is giving you a lot. The man in your life is giving you a lot. He's taught
uh-huh.
you a lot. You taught him a lot.
Uh-huh.
But it's almost like he's starting to drag you down now.
Yeah.
I don't want to be rude.
No, you're right,
yeah.
Debbie. It's just we're at a different level right now, and
right.
he's just complete. He's going through something right now. So.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to allow that to, you know, lower my frequency, so.
Right. But everything's a choice, honey. Everything's a choice. You choose to
mm-hmm.
be with him and choose not to, because I don't want people to say, you told me to, and, you know, everything's a
oh,
choice.
Oh, no, I know. I know a little bit about our relationship, so, I mean, I know I'm
yeah.
not, you know, in the most, yeah, I know.
And it's
so.
Almost like they're saying, they're showing me also, again, I don't know why his attention is elsewhere. It's like he can't give you his full attention.
No.
And you want that full attention, and that's what you desire. You desire to have that respect and honor, and you're not getting that from him. That's what they're showing me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was right. Okay.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good, Jennifer. I'm glad. Things are going to go good for you. Thank all the other crap. Thank it. Say thank you for showing me what it is. Now get me on to the next. Okay.
No, Debbie, you've been a tremendous help, and you've helped me a lot over the last 6 months. So I just want you to know that I really appreciate you helping me.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. And hope to see you soon. We're going to be at the Oregon Expo. I don't know if you're going to be there or not, but
probably not. I've been kind of busy lately, so but you know, hopefully maybe next year I can start traveling. So
yeah, maybe you'll be right next to me. Doing so.
There you go.
That'd be great. Okay,
right,
well, thanks,
Debbie.
Jennifer.
I really appreciate it, and I will. I'm going to email you tomorrow.
Okay, sweetie. Okay.
Okay. You have a
bye-bye.
Good night. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, Susan. I appreciate it.
You can stay on the line if you want to listen to the show. I'll just mute you. Everyone needs to stay on the line to listen to the show right now because it's off the stream. Okay. All right.
Okay.
The next person is Camille. Now, do you have her picture? I think she was going to resend it and say from Camille, or it should say from Camille or from Carbonated or something like that.
Yes, I got Camille.
Okay, she's next. She's been waiting a long time. Hmm?
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you, everyone, for your patience. We were just joking in the chat. It's as if the spirit is just reordering some people, or they're dropping off, or they fall off the line. You know, spirit isn't linear, is it?
No, it is not.
And I'm trying to be very scientific about this, and it's really messing with me.
That's not the way we work.
No. Those who are supposed to talk to you are talking to you, and you know, and I know eventually no one is cut off ultimately, because they can reach you. They know your website, and right now we are on the recording. And as before we forget, just real quick, both of us are going to be at the Body Mind Spirit Expo coming up November 5th and 6th. And
Portland,
I saw in Portland at the Oregon Convention Center. And I know that you, Debbie, are speaking, aren't you speaking at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m.? I don't know. You tell me.
No.
When are you speaking on
Saturday? I'm speaking at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and I will be doing free mini readings also. I will talk about my life like you heard on the radio. And then the last half or 45 minutes I'll be doing free mini readings by looking at your photo, and I also do readings off of this hand drawing thing, and I'll show you there at the expo.
And I know that you are very popular at expos, so those of you who are listening, I know now we're talking to a lot of people in the archive as well. Anyone listening to this, if you're going to come, make sure you stop by, and you want to talk to her or want a real reading at her booth, make sure you stop there early and get on the schedule. That's
right,
the wise thing to do, because Debbie is very popular. I will be there too when I'm at expos. I'm still developing what I do at expos. I'm waiting for Debbie to start coaching me on what I should be doing. Not right now.
Yeah.
I've got too many people on the line, but I'm just opening up to the possibilities. And I do some intuitive things at my booth. I coach. It will be clear what I'm going to do when I'm there, but I'm also speaking. I'm speaking 2 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday at that expo. The first day I'm talking about prophetesses throughout history, which is my research topic related to a book that I'm working on prophetesses throughout history, The Prophetess Legacy. And then the second day is more like the show. I'm going to be talking about at 2 p.m. Sunday, Embracing the Shift, which is all about what we can do to release our fears working together. I'm not getting up there pretending to be perfect. This is going to be a support group for those of us who are wanting to embrace fully the new paradigm, and honestly talking about those things we feel that are holding us back. And I'm just as honest as everyone else. I never get up there and say, oh, by the way, I'm totally free of fear.
Yeah, no, nobody is.
No, no. So, okay, with that said, that little break, I'm going to bring finally patient Camille on. Okay. Camille, is this
Hi.
You? There
yes,
you
hi,
are.
Camille.
Thank
Hi.
You so much for being so patient.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Camille. I'm going
Hi
to,
there.
The first thing that I see and they show me is dance.
Mm-hmm.
So they show me with you, okay, they're showing me that you could be an individual dancer, that you can dance your own drum, but they say that you're also good. You're like a one of those, you can also mix in with the group well. So you blend in with people very well, and you can be your own dancer. And you're, and when you're your own dancer, they're also saying that you, I wouldn't say daydream. I wouldn't say, it's kind of like you have some insights in your brain that shows things that you could, and I'm not saying to be psychic, but I'm just saying that, like, if someone comes up to you and asks you, you know, I'm wondering how I should do my room, and you're like, this would fit with you. You would know how to do the room to, that would fit with that person's energy. It's almost kind of like a feng shui kind of thing. And they're also saying that you would know who to put, like, they're showing me, like, a school room, and you would be a very good teacher to know which person would get along with what person and what person to sit with what person in the classroom. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're good at that? Does that resonate
yes.
with you?
Okay. Yes, it does.
Okay, they're showing me that you're very good with people and that you can see their energy and what energy would fit with whoever. They were saying that you would be very good at matchmaking people.
Yeah.
You could see someone and say, you know, I have the girl for you, or you know what, I have the boy for you. And somehow it always works out very well. Because you're seeing the person's essence. You're seeing their energy. You're seeing the light around them. And that you know if that person's energy would mix with that other person's energy. And you also see balance. They're showing me balance of you. So when you're off balance, then your life gets kind of conflicted. And you're like, what is wrong with me? Then it's almost like you need to balance yourself, and then everything goes better. So you're a very, your energy, so you know, how can I describe what they're trying to show me? Not just your aura, but your energy around you can be very powerful as into other people's energy. And that you can see or feel or sense another person's energy if it's weak. And it's almost like you could walk, okay, they're showing me this, that you're walking down the street and that you would be like, oh, that person needs a hug. Or that person needs some money, and you would be like, I will give it to them, or send them love. You'll be like, I'm going to send that person a smile or a love, and it does wonders. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
Okay. What is your question, dear?
Okay, well, my question, and you have said some things that really resonate with part of the reason why I'm calling, and it's, am I headed in the right direction in terms of my business, my finances, and my creativity?
Okay, and what is the business?
And it's interesting you ask that because matchmaking and all that, yes, not matchmaking like romantic, but in terms of public relations. And
you need
introducing.
Very good at that.
Okay, and that's exactly what I am building. Introducing people or products and things into
Fantastic.
More public domain, yes.
Fantastic. You are wonderful at that. That's exactly everything I said to you before I even asked you what you're doing. You
yes.
would also be good on the side being doing a matchmaking business, too.
Okay.
Who is the younger lady that you know that would be good at that, too?
Is it somebody? Well, I know a woman who is only 4 years younger than myself. I'm from L.A., and I'm living in Northern California. She's still living in L.A., and she is doing public relations as well. She has a couple of years in her business more, but maybe that's her. That's the only person I can clue into immediately.
Do you have, like, a niece or anybody? Do you have a niece?
No, no nieces.
They're showing me a younger lady. Maybe you'll meet her.
Okay.
Because I see you, that you, on the side, for fun, it's almost like helping this younger person building this matchmaking business. Do you see what I'm saying?
Interesting. Okay.
If you want to, that's your choice. But
okay.
This other one, fantastic. Go for it. You're wonderful at it. Like,
yeah.
You go into a room and you can just, in your mind, they're showing me in your mind, like, blip, 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 just, okay, that goes to that, that goes with this, this person goes with that. Yes, that person would be a good person to work with. Nope, don't even trust them. And other people would go to you and say, why do you not trust that person? I don't care. I don't trust them. Out of here. That one in, you know what I mean? You are fantastic at that, and that's your passion, your joy, and, honey, I see that. Oh, wonderful. I am so glad that you're doing something in that kind of field, because the energy of you is just wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
So can I start keep on. I'm
okay, what is it with the dance?
I want to. There's a place in San Francisco, I don't live very far, there's a place in the city that offers like burlesque classes, and there's a burlesque troupe I would love to join.
You need to join.
Yeah.
Not need. It's your choice. But they're showing me dance will be your release. Do you see what I'm saying? Even though this other thing would be a joy and a passion, but we all know whatever you do, even if you have your joy, you need a release. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like mine
is
going out in the garden or going to the ocean or traveling or whatever. Your release, you would get, I see, because, honey, in your past life, you did that kind of thing.
That's funny. I believe it.
I see you like in this bustier kind of thing, and you have no problem attracting men to you. So you have this, right? I mean, you could just walk down the street. You could be, you have no problem with men attracted to you. And, honey, you have that essence and that smell, that, I don't know what it is, that oomph of you, and that is coming from your past life when you used to do things like that in your past life.
Oh, interesting.
But so you, and you know how to talk to men, too. See, that's the thing. You know how to talk to them.
Right.
You know how to talk to them to the point that they feel validated and that they can trust you. And where other people couldn't talk to a person, you're like, stand back, baby. I can get in there. And you could.
Okay.
And you're very good. So, yeah, this dance thing, they're showing me that you would resonate with the dance thing.
Okay, then I must do that. Okay.
Okay, and that's up to you, honey. But I'm just showing that they're just showing that it would give you even more energy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
You would think
it
wouldn't, but it does. It gives you more energy because you're so much in your joy, and your body, your soul remembers this from other times. And you did dance in a lot of other lifetimes, too. They're showing me you in dance in other lifetimes, too.
Interesting.
But the other one that they're showing me was like more in a group kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like a group, and that you would have the rhythm with the other people. And that, okay. So they're showing me that you learned to resonate with other people's energy through this dance, okay? And it's almost like, you know how you see, like, the Indians dancing and they kind of beat together? But it wasn't Indian. And that's how what you did. And you're this. I don't even know where this country is. If it's even still here, but that you resonated with that. Do you see what I'm saying?
I've had a dream about something like that. It's not the United States.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We're on the same wavelength there.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Wonderful.
Wow.
So
I'm headed.
It's fantastic.
Good. Just as long, you know, as long as I'm headed forward, going where I'm supposed to be.
You're going forward immensely, dear.
Awesome.
You're going the most great way. I mean, why would the spirit show me all that stuff before you even told me what you're going to be doing? So
that is true. That is true.
And that's the truth, then. That is definitely
okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you
very much. Yes.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye bye.
And thank
bye-bye.
You.
Have a good night.
Stay on
thank
the line
you.
If you want to hear the show. Okay.
All
and
right.
I'll just
yeah.
mute you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Everyone has to stay on the line to hear it right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. I believe the next person is Jersey Girl. She's in the chat as Jersey Girl. Do you have her picture handy? She was
right.
supposed to send it with From Jersey Girl or something like that.
But,
do you see it?
You know, I have a bunch of these other ones that have been on here for a long time.
Who else do you see? Are we missing anyone? Some people dropped off. I will tell you that. Some people either weren't here, or they dropped off. And some of them you may have had already. Who do you have? Why don't you list? Do you have area codes in there? I want to make sure we're not missing anyone.
Because I had this guy.
It's been sitting a long time.
Well, I have this.
Some you're getting that
Gemini,
I can't see.
Gemini Diva, I think.
Yeah, yeah. She was going to be next, and she's gone. I don't know.
Oh, because I mean, she's been on there a long time.
I know. And
okay, and then there was another.
I hope we didn't skip her by accident. I did have her in the queue. Who else? Who else do you have?
I have this. Lorraine.
Yeah, Lorraine's gone.
She's gone?
Yeah.
Okay, because she's from Canada.
We were looking for her, too. She's gone.
Okay.
And by the way, those of you listening in the archive, Gemini and Lorraine could very well be listening to this later. First of all, hopefully you will come on the show again sometime. Would you like to come on again sometime?
Me? Are you talking to me?
Yes, you.
Oh, I thought you were talking to the people that hung up.
Sorry. Debbie.
Oh, I'd love to.
Not
I'd love
to put
to.
You on
I mean,
the
I would,
spot.
No, that's all right. I mean, I would love to do this, you know, a monthly thing or something. I mean,
let's see what we can do. So anyone who's out there listening to this archive or even live right now, if we don't get to you, although I think we will get to more people tonight, we're down to 30 minutes. We have to hurry.
Okay, I have a comment from an Aaron, and it says, do you do telephone readings or just email readings? It seems to be email only on your site.
Oh, okay.
Enjoying you on the program tonight. A little frustrating, though. I don't know what they're talking about on that, but... probably because of all the phone call things. But I would do telephone readings, but I'd like to see their picture. I need to see their picture because I'm not like all psychics. When I see you in person, great, and I can hold an object and do it that way too. But I'm a picture person, and you know what I'm saying? So that I know that I'm getting to the right energy. So, Aaron, yes, I'll do a telephone reading if you send me a picture. Then I can do it just like what I'm doing now. Okay? I was just answering that question for her.
Okay. So. Erin, by the way, has been writing to me. I think she might have given up. If she's listening in the archive, I could never find her. I kept trying to find her, and I couldn't find her.
I didn't get a picture, though. I didn't get a picture on my phone.
Yeah, I never
I got
a picture. I think she, no, I don't. Yes, I do have a picture for her. And I think I forwarded it to you at some point. It's pretty old, but I could never find her on the list. She's a Skype person, and I'm not sure what the deal is with that. But so, Erin, sorry about that. I can see why it was frustrating. I just couldn't find her number. So I'm really kind of, I don't know what the deal is. One thing I will say to people is that now that we know just how many people want to call in to talk with Debbie. Next time we do this, I will have a friend here helping me. I will make sure. Yes, I'm sure I can sign somebody up.
I can do Jersey Girl then.
Yes, let's
let me see
do
if
Jersey
I got a picture.
Girl.
Let me see.
She should have sent it to you again fairly recently.
Okay. Yes. I got her picture.
Okay.
Small,
all right,
but...
Jersey girl, I hope you're out there. I'm going to bring you on the line. If she's not, we'll just go to the next. Hello, Jersey girl. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Wonderful.
Hi.
So happy to finally talk to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. Okay, and your first name is Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they show me, boy, we're getting a lot of Victorian time, but they show me you in the Victorian time.
Okay.
And this is what they're showing me, like you're, okay. They're showing me that, like, your family owned a business, and it was run mostly by men, but you were very good at running it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of business things tonight, too. And so it wasn't ethical at that time for a girl to run the business.
Okay.
See where I'm going here?
Yes.
So you are on the sly helping out the business, even
uh-huh.
though you basically are running the business. Because it's something like your father passed away and that you would be the next one up, but then you had like a brother or a cousin or something, because he was a man, was supposed to run it, and he wasn't very good at running it because he had an alcoholic problem. So I don't know if you have people around you that has an alcoholic problem and that you have to take care of them, but in this lifetime. But in that time, so you kind of had to hide things. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
But you ran the company very, very well, and you were very orderly, and sometimes people couldn't handle, because you were a woman at that time, to get the orders from you.
Uh-huh.
But you basically were the one that would hire, fire, direct this company. And they're almost showing me at the time, it was kind of like a lumber company or kind of like a, that kind of thing, like a more, not fact, well, kind of like a factory kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a grocery store. It wasn't a da-da-da-da-da. It was more where there was a lot of men that worked there.
Okay.
So why are they showing me that now? Are you having, you're a powerful person, and I see that, and I see that you're very good when you're very good at what you're doing. So why are they showing me this? Are you having, not power issues, but like a gender thing? You know what I'm saying? That you're in a field where there's more men than women, or what is it that they're, why they're showing me this? What are you doing?
I don't know why they're showing you that. I think my field is very mixed, and in my department, actually, it's more women than men.
Okay.
I'm not sure I'm relating to what you've said so far.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why they're showing me this, because you're a very powerful person. Is there something that you know better than the other people?
I don't think so.
Are you boss of other people?
Just one. No, I don't run the department or anything like that. No.
But you could run a department.
Not really. No, I don't have that experience to do that.
No, they're showing me that, yeah, you could.
Yeah.
That you would fall into it very easily, dear. You would fall into, because are you changing jobs?
I'm hoping to. That's what my question was. I don't know if you saw that on email. What do you see for me in my career? I'm hoping to change jobs. And I was curious, you know, what you saw in the short term and in the long term.
I see you changing jobs.
Okay, good.
and there's probably going to be more male there.
Okay.
Okay. Or that there's going to be a male strong person, because there's a reason why they're showing me this.
Uh-huh.
There's always a reason why they're showing me this. And that if you're going to change jobs, because this job isn't doing it for you.
No.
This job is not doing it for you at all, dear. And is there, like, a lot of gossip there at your job now?
Oh, yes.
Okay. They're showing me, yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't like it at all.
No.
There's some backstabbing there, too.
Yes.
You know, one person will be nice to that person, and when that person turns away, then they're like, you know.
Yes, it's very bad.
And you're like, and you're seeing this, and you're going, what the heck?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
Okay. So they're showing me that, and that's the truth. So, okay, they showed me this other thing, so why is that not the truth yet? I'm thinking it's for your next job.
Okay.
And that you have, you are, there might be more males there, or that there will be a boss that that you will try to hide, not hide. You're going to uplift this person, okay? There's going to be someone that you are going to be kind of carrying their weight, but it's going to be okay because you're going to learn from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you're going to like the job. Honey, I see you leaving this job that you're in now, and I'm not trying to cut anybody down and not saying that you're better than anybody else, but you are going to breathe when you leave this place.
Uh-huh.
Because they're showing me that the minute you walk out the door, you're going to be like, thank God.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
They're showing me the tension and everything there. It's like, whoa.
Yes, it's awful. When do they see me leaving this job?
So now I see 3 months, but... Because have you put applications out already?
Yes.
Because they're saying when you put applications out, and see, I say 3 months, and then it kind of resonates. I say 6 months, and it's like, eh. So I'm going to say between 3 to 6 months, okay? And they're just saying, hold on, because you're going to get out of there. You're definitely going to get out of there. And, you know, send love and light to the job that you want. Because it's waiting there for you. You just got to get ready. It's kind of like with a man, you know. A lot of these women, it's like you need to, the person is there waiting for you, but it's like you have to develop and then you get there. And you're going to have such a relief with this job, this other job.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to learn a lot of new things. But like I said, you might have to carry somebody.
Uh-huh.
You might have to kind of lift them up a little bit, but that's okay. You're going to be okay with it.
Okay.
They're not going to take advantage of you. They just don't know any better. Does that make sense?
And the new job is the new boss is a male or a female?
I'm thinking male. If it's female, then she has a male strength around her.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So here's the question. There's two job possibilities. One I'm interviewing for this week. The other one is possibly becoming available in maybe 6 months.
Oh.
So I'm wondering.
And which one has the male and which one has the female, or you don't know?
I know. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
The one that I'm interviewing for this week has a female boss. The one in 6 months has a male boss.
Oh.
They're very different jobs, and I'm deciding, do I want this one that's coming up, which is very different from what I'm doing, or do I want the one in 6 months, which is the same thing I'm doing but in a different location?
Right. Honey, I'd get out of the location you're at.
Right. Well, they would both get me out of the location, both ways.
Right. And, you know, I know this might sound a little rude to people, but even if you get offered this other job with this female, do that until you get the one with the male.
Well, I would be committed for at least a year, so that isn't an option. I've got to pick between one or the other. It's both with my company. There are these two openings.
Because, the female, shoot, if I saw a picture of her, if she's this really strong person, I don't know. I think you guys are going to clash a little bit. And they're showing me the male more, because when you say that, then I ask the spirits, and they're showing me that the male would be a little more easier to work with.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So it's all your choice if how bad you want to get out where you're at.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
But either way, would I get either job?
Well, they're saying subconsciously... they're saying subconsciously, I know that you like this one with the female, but subconsciously something's making you go, to that job.
Yes, I am questioning whether I would really.
Right?
Yes.
Right. And they're saying subconsciously then the universe will say, you know what, maybe you should just wait for the other job.
Really?
But I would try for it and see if you get it. And then if it makes you go, I wouldn't take it.
Okay.
So there's a reason why you're going,
Well, that's what I kind of want to know. Like, is it a good fit for me or not?
I'm thinking the one with the male would be more fitting for you.
The better fit. Okay.
Yes. If you're asking me that question, I would go with the male.
And
or,
just,
you know,
okay,
right away.
Okay.
But all if right. you think, you know, I mean, it's all your choice. That's why I don't like to say you should do this or you should do that. But it's all your choice.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that makes me and makes I feel that would make you feel better is the male one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But the problem is if I pass up this one this week and don't get the one in 6 months, then I'm stuck where I am in this horrible place.
Right. But
that's
they're
the
saying that subconsciously thank the place that you're working for now.
Uh-huh.
Just keep on thanking it. Send it love. And
okay.
then you will get the perfect job for you will come to you. If
okay.
you degrade the job you're doing now,
uh-huh.
and say, I hate this place, the next place you're going to work for, you're going to hate it.
Oh.
So you're sending that energy out there.
Gotcha.
They're saying, you know, keep on, like every night, say thank you for the job because it's paying your bills and it's doing
right.
the things it needs to do.
Right.
And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, the spirits are saying, send it love. Send
mm-hmm.
the whole office love. Fill it up with white light and it will be even easier to work there.
Okay.
And then when you, then the job that is for you,
mm-hmm.
and I still see the male thing, will come to you and it will be easier for you to go in there because you're sending them love, then that love is going to go to your next job. Do you see what
yep.
I'm saying?
Yes.
So do not, because your subconscious mind, people don't realize your subconscious mind is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a very strong subconscious mind. They're showing me this.
Uh-huh.
That, so don't subconsciously think, oh, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? It's kind of like send it the love that, because you are, they're showing you me you're a very strong person and that you can direct things very well.
Really?
Okay, yes. Because they're showing me that you were like a captain on a ship kind of thing.
Wow. Hmm.
And that you can have direction very well. Just allow it to happen to you.
Okay.
Yeah, you're more powerful than you realize, dear.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess so, because I don't feel it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, feel it. Start feeling it. And then
okay.
you'll get that powerful job.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank
you, Lisa.
You. Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much. Good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, we've got only about, let's see, less than about 17
okay, I got
minutes.
Okay, but Erin says I'm here.
Erin's there?
Got...
Oh, gosh. Where is she?
And,
okay, we might have to sneak Erin in. We have to find Erin.
I've got
know
her
how
picture.
To find her. Does she give her number? Because
okay,
I can't see her.
Oh, no.
It's a little bit frustrating. I feel really sorry for Erin because we've been, we keep.
I've been on hold. Still am. Then she sent another
okay.
one.
I wonder if
still
she's
here.
Unknown. Okay,
I'm
going to bring some. We're going to do a wild card here because, okay, everybody, Sharon, be patient. I know I was going to bring you on, but Erin is winning the record prize for patience here. And I have a feeling I know who she is maybe. There is an unknown caller. This test carries a little bit of risk. But I'm going to bring kind of a wild card caller on to see if it's Erin
because
I can't
I'm still
see
here
her
I've
number.
Been flashing on and off the cue light to get her attention.
Yeah, and I can't see it. I cannot see it. I know she said that. And it looks I just can't see it. I mean, we've got
how many more minutes do we have?
Here. We better
Erin?
Hurry up because we only have 15 minutes. So, I'm just
oh.
going to try I'm
what
going to try
this one. Send me her
call.
Phone number and I give it to you, but then that will be
well,
over
see,
the line.
Well, see, it's a
won't
Skype
it?
Number. I can't see it.
Oh, shoot.
And that's the problem. Everybody else who's calling in with Skype has an ID. So, like
okay.
Jersey Girl
well,
with
Erin,
Skype, but it came up that way.
Let's do this, Susan. Tell
okay,
Erin.
You do what you feel is best.
Okay. Tell Erin to write, ask me one question on my email, and then I will answer her back tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, she's listening if she's there. She can hear you.
So, Erin, we're not getting it. So, send me the email with the one question because she's got a brief thing here. I got your beautiful picture. Her beautiful eyes are on there. So,
okay.
Have her give me the question that she wants the answer to on the thing, and I will answer it. You know, I will email her back tomorrow. Okay.
And also, Erin, if you come back next time, we will find you because I'll have a screener. The problem that I have right now is I've got all these calls in front of me, and I don't want to just randomly bring people on the air because they might be surprised. And so I almost did that with one that I just kind of have an inkling might be you. But if it's not you, that can really make someone uncomfortable to just bring them on the line. I mean, and so without a call screener, which we will have next time, I can't do that. So if I can't find you, I can't bring you on. So just trust Spirit. It's all in order. You know, it is the
way.
Okay,
wait a minute. I got some more from Erin still here.
Okay.
Still here.
Yeah,
I keep on getting these things from Erin.
Sorry. Now, I'm going to bring, since we're running out of time, I'm going to bring Sharon on. And, you know, if Erin wants to try to get off and come back on and get off and come back on again, I'll try to see that. But I haven't been able to see that yet, so I'm not quite sure why I can't see it. So, but Sharon's also been waiting, so I'm going to bring Sharon on
right
now.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I don't have Sharon's picture, I don't think.
Oh, you don't have Sharon. Okay.
Well, let me see. Wait a minute. No. The Lorraine is gone, right?
Okay. Do you have one with Sharon M. on it? Yeah,
oh,
Lorraine
Sharon.
Is gone.
Here. I got it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, she's been really a trooper in the chat. We've been talking quite a bit. Okay. Sharon, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, hi.
It's nice
hi,
to hear your voice. We've chatted so much.
Yeah. I wanted to be patient. I know how things go. You need help, so. You've been doing a great job. Thank you.
Okay. Hi,
hello?
Sharon. This is Debbie. Can you hear me?
Hi, Debbie. Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. What is it that you're very sad about, honey?
I'm frustrated. My husband was supposed to be home this weekend, and he's in the Army, of course, again. And he was supposed to be home, but he's not. So, you know, it's just kind of a hurry up and wait thing. So.
Okay. And where is he located at?
He's located in Afghanistan.
Okay. Because they're showing me you are worried sick to the point that it's like doubling over your stomach and stuff. Oh, shoot. They're showing me that you're not even sleeping very well and that you're... So he's not... He was supposed to come home this weekend? And what is it with the one? Is it the 1 week, 1 month, 1 year? What is the one?
The one.
They're showing
I'm
me
not
one.
Not really. I'm not sure.
Because would.
Hey,
okay.
Sharon, you accidentally typed a one a little bit ago. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
So they keep on bringing one.
Yeah,
wow.
She did. She accidentally typed it in the chat.
Oh, she did?
Yes, and she wrote to me, sorry, I accidentally typed it.
Oh, because I touched the one and it turned off the queue.
Well,
and
she can't see the chat, so that is really...
I can't see the chat.
Yeah.
You said that?
Wow, that's crazy.
That's really good, yeah.
So they're trying to show me, they're showing me not to worry so much, and that a one. So obviously it's going through you, too, as a one. So I don't know if it's 1 week, 1 month, one. Why are they showing me the one, and is that when he comes back in a week, in a month, a year? I don't know. I don't know why they keep on showing me the one, and that obviously it's going through you, too.
I'm thinking it might be a 1 week that he'll be here because the way it works over there is once they get to a certain place, then it takes about a week for them to get home.
So
I'm kind of thinking maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, so they're trying to ease your mind that they even showed it to you. They even went through you, this essence or whatever, honey.
That's weird.
Went through you and said one. Don't worry, they'll be here in one. And so then I'm telling you, it came through me too, and like, Susan said, I'm not looking at it. I'm looking at my email at your pretty face.
She can't see it.
I can't see it.
Okay.
So that's definitely, Take a breath, honey. You need to take a breath because you have not been breathing. They're almost
no,
showing
I
me. I don't know if you have a bathtub. They're almost showing me, like, going into a bathtub, put salt water in there, lavender, and breathe because you have not. I'm even not breathing because I'm feeling how you are not breathing. It's almost like an elephant on your chest, honey. You need to breathe. It's okay.
Yeah, I've,
take a breath.
I've been really crazy about it, yeah.
Do you have kids?
I have four.
Okay, because they're showing me that the kids can see, because they're showing me a child underneath, like hugging your legs, like they're trying to give you the breath, you know what I mean, trying to give you the love because they see or sense that you're not breathing.
Yeah.
You need to breathe, okay? So take a hot bath or a hot shower and please relax and then just send him love, honey. He's going to be here in a week. Because they told you and they told me that. So,
all right.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. I'll kind of try to chill out now.
Yeah. I mean, what more sign could they give you?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So,
yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. And thank you, Susan, for recognizing that. So,
well,
the
minute you said it was just such a non sequitur thing that I remembered it.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. So is there another question you need for me, or was that it?
I just kind of want to, I'm kind of working with kids right now at the job I have. I'm kind of wondering if that's going to move forward into something bigger. I love my job right now that I have. I love it. But I'm kind of wondering if it's going to move up.
What is it that you want to move up on? I'm trying to figure out what is it that you're trying to go up on.
It's some more of a full-time type of thing. I know I will not be here the next school year, because I work as a tutor. I know I won't be here in this exact location, but I'm wondering, will I be able to do this or bigger as far as I'm concerned?
Oh, when you move, you mean? Because I'm seeing here, they're showing me like 30 hours would be the most that you would get here, but then, you know, hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
But they're showing me somewhere else, and I don't know if you'd get full-time or not. Because they're showing me like 30, 35 hours.
Okay, right now I'm only making 15 hours, so.
Okay, so maybe that's the thing that they're showing me. They're showing me, I know this is rude to say, but they're showing me that the place will not, because then of benefits and blah, 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 you know, all that crap. So they're showing me that you are not going to be the full-time like you want, but that doesn't matter because you'll get what you would get from your husband. So they're saying 30, 35 at the most.
I'm satisfied with that.
And they're saying it's almost like you wouldn't want to do more because it would kind of wear you out more. Because you got you're trying to balance home and work, and you're not. They're saying, honey, you're not spending time for yourself. Because they're showing me that you're not honoring yourself here. Oh boy, they're showing me stuff. Okay. So this is what they're showing me, and it's a choice if you want to hear it or not. But this is what they're choosing to show me. They're saying that you're not honoring yourself enough as the mother that you are, and that they're saying that if you keep on doing what you're doing and not honoring yourself, even if it's just to go for a walk, even if it's just to go take a bath, and the kids can't bang on the door, you know, unless their ass is on fire. They can't bang on the door. You need to be by yourself. And they're saying that if you don't do this, and it's all your choice, honey, that you will get sick. And it could be even cancerous. I don't know if cancer runs in your family, but they're showing me that you need to honor yourself more because you have not. They're saying even to go out with friends, get your hair done, get your nails done, do something at least once a month, okay?
Okay. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, my husband's deployed, and I have the four kids, and trying to balance the home, being a wife from afar, and I'm frustrated. I'm really frustrated, and I feel bad. Sometimes I feel like I take it out on my kids, and I don't mean to, but I found myself lately kind of locking the door and just being like, okay, you have to leave me alone right now.
And that's good. And their kids have to honor that. Because when they see their mom honoring themselves, when they get older, they will do the same thing. Do you see what I'm saying? And they're showing me this. They're showing me that this is an ongoing thing that has gone through the lifetimes of your family.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can break this.
Okay.
And people don't realize that certain actions of people, you know, it doesn't. You don't have to be an alcoholic or da-da-da-da, that certain actions go from generation to generation to generation. Nip it in the bud now so that your children don't do this. And that they see that you honor yourself and respect yourself, you know what? Your kids are going to honor and respect you. Because they're going to know, hey, mommy's not putting up with it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
I've been wearing down my daughter, especially my oldest daughter.
Right.
She's been wearing me down. And
because, you know what? Kids are not dumb, and they can see the weakest link. You know what I'm saying? and they don't do it on purpose. But they just know because they're so intuitive at that time. They're not. Their brains aren't full of all this other crap, and they're like, weakest link here, mother.
Yeah.
So then when she starts seeing you go, you know, taking that bath or taking that shower or taking that walk or going with the girls, and you're like, is your ass on fire? No. Okay, then don't bug me anymore. She's gonna back off and go, oh, she wants respect and honor now. I have to respect and honor her, and then she's gonna want it for herself too. So.
Okay.
I needed that.
I mean, I've always known that that's what I should be doing, but I've always just taken care of everybody else and everybody else and everybody else.
But
and
they're
I've
showing
never...
me your bucket's beyond empty, honey.
Okay.
So,
alrighty, I hear you
back.
Loud and clear.
Okay,
I hear you.
I'm glad.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate
You're
you guys
welcome.
Waiting on me.
And thank
Y'all
you.
Have a
glad
day.
You waited. Thank
well,
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Y'all have a good night. Bye.
You too. Okay, now we've got limited time. Oh, my gosh. We're almost out of time. I was going to bring one more person on, Jeff. Maybe he has time for a quick question, but it would have to be. I'm not sure we can even get you on, Jeff. That last call actually went longer.
Oh,
if,
no.
Okay, I'll put – do you have Jeff at all?
Yeah, is it his last
well,
name?
I'll put him
with
on real quick, but we've got
okay.
2 minutes, okay? Do you want to just have a quick talk with Jeff? Okay,
sure.
I'm just going to put him on real fast. Hello, Jeff?
Hello?
Okay,
Hello?
We only got 2 minutes.
Hi, Jeff.
But hope we
Hi,
can do
how
it
are
again.
You?
Good. What is your question? Because you got your friend on here, right?
Right. I had a question about him. I am, I've known him for about a year. And we're just friends right now, and I really like him a lot, and I wonder if that's going to turn into something more.
Well, Jeff, it could be like a fling thing, but it wouldn't be a relationship thing, because he likes to play, and they're showing me that he uses his smile a lot. Do you know what I mean? And his personality has, like, charisma. And he, I don't see it would be working. So I don't know if you want to go there or not, or if you just want to have fun. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't see him as being a long-term person. And even if he was with someone else that you see him with, it won't last. It's almost like he's one of those people, he's with somebody, but he's still looking on the other side to see what else is coming along. Do you see what I'm saying? So you'd want more than that, I think.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's your choice, honey. It's your choice, but that's what I see in him. Okay? So I don't know if you want to just stay friends with him and then to have that friendship or have fun with him. But I just don't see. And they're showing me, too, that, you know, like if you did stay with him and if you had a relationship with him, he would use you. Do you see what I'm saying? He's more... You're a giver, right?
I am.
You're the giver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you're
sorry
a very
to interrupt.
Giving person.
We've got
Excuse
20
me?
Seconds.
Okay. That, I'm sorry,
and I just
but
wanted
you're
to
giver
thank
and...
you, Debbie, before it cuts
thank
off.
You.
It will cut off abruptly. Thank you, Debbie.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Susan, for this opportunity. I
and
appreciate
you'll be
that.
Back again for
yes.
everyone. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Susan.